Open
Hit the
the app.
button yet? You didn't hit the button?
The button. Yeah, we're live.
Oh,
I don't know, man.
Button.
It's just weird. Like today, it's just it's hitting everybody hard. I don't. Oh yeah. I don't know.
My dad always uses the bathroom right when we start the show.
Why is he taking
and
a grumper?
I'm right, literally right next to the pipe.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you repeat that too many times, or KJG.
No. Never.
You should never be right next to your dad's pipe.
Well,
if there's a problem, you could always call Handsome Kevin's doctor.
Speed dial, baby.
Fuck yeah.
I appreciate that.
Of course. I'm here for you, HK. I'm here for you.
And
well,
me for you.
Conspicuous by his absence this evening, Matt will not be joining us. His beautiful wife, Rhiannon, is celebrating her birthday today. And so he is getting pedicures as we speak.
Yep. I saw Molly just in passing when I got home, and she goes, "Hey, Double T got pedicures today, and he's not there to defend himself."
It's a wrap.
Oh my god, dude, your wife is the best.
Dude, really, that one was weird. I couldn't tell which feet were his.
Holy shit! Wow.
Oh man.
Wow. So,
happy birthday, Ree.
Happy birthday, Ree.
Happy birthday, Ree.
No, with all due respect, he is the better half.
Oh, for sure. He definitely punched up in that relationship.
Yeah. I like Double T.
No, I mean,
oh,
you know. Bad.
You know, give him some dessert.
He's kind of easy on the eyes, too, you know.
When he gets that haircut.
Oh, dude, that $20 fucking crop job that he gets.
You know, part of me thinks that he skipped out on tonight just to get out of the last night of the HB Double T punishment.
Oh, no, he's got another week yet.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah, right. Next week is still April.
Oh, suck me sideways.
I still feel like that's more of a punishment for us.
We should honestly decide if we're going to make him do it an extra week because he missed out on this week.
If I had my vote right now, no. But
no, really?
No, because he's so different, and it throws me off.
I mean, it's what is that called? Time due? Is that what we're looking at?
Time served.
We might have to put him in front of the parole board next week.
Yo, get your judge's wig back out of the.
Yeah, you know we do. We haven't done Wizards Court in a while. Wizards Court, Matt versus the parole board.
I like it. I'm in.
Fuck yeah, dude. You know what? I don't know if I disagree with Brother on this. Matt has a great set of moobs.
What are moobs?
Like man titties.
Oh, duh.
Middies. Man boobs. He's got middies.
Tickle middies. Yeah, we're gonna have a fucking great time tonight.
What are we doing? Wrestling podcast? Is that what we're talking about here?
Something like that. Well, yeah. Hand jobs will be a plenty in a little while because Handjob Kyle's joining us.
Woo!
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude! Handsome Kevin woke up on that one.
Hey, you say you say HJ, I'm there.
Fuck yeah! And Misa Kate joins us a little later on in the first hour of the show. And I don't know, there were some pay per views that. I don't know. Maybe one of the Wizards watched. Handsome Kevin, what's the face?
Was there really? Was there?
Oh, there were pay-per-view picks and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There is a bit of this and that I did want to watch from some of the pay-per-views. But I don't know about you guys, but it's a bit of a pain in the ass when the pay-per-view goes to like midnight on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Sunday, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's a little tough when we have, and we'll talk about this in the open of the show, when they're two back-to-back that we have picks for that you kind of want to catch up on, and we do the show on a Monday. So when the pay-per-view on Sunday goes so late, you have to try to catch up on the Monday.
You suppose they're doing that late Sunday pay-per-view? They're really catering to their audience, you know, the folks that don't have to wake up on Monday to go to work?
Oh, God. They just have their Doritos right by the side of their bed.
Orange dicks and all.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Dusty Cheeto dick.
Those aren't cheese balls. Those are cheese balls. Those are
my balls.
All that and more on episode 100. Yes, fuck me running. I guess
the
somebody's
big milestone, up. Episode 100.
Woo! Spooner with Sonny coming up next, right here, episode 686 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com and become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Hello, this is King Kong Bundy, and you're watching the Shining Wizards. I'm not fucking dead, I'm alive. And you're watching the Shining Wizards.
Tuned in live to episode 686 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, coming to you live on social media, going with you wherever you go on each and every one of those streaming and podcasting platforms. It's Tony in the case tonight. Let's roll it around the world for some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony!
Oh, no.
I was waiting for the music to stop. Don't worry about it. And some Kevin.
KJG.
Wow. Do we have a name for our crew?
I mean, ooh.
How about the Minus Matt Squad?
I don't hate that.
KTK.
Ooh.
So I was thinking like TK, like you know how there's TKO and there's Tony Khan. Like what can we do like TKK? Like there's a lot of TKs out there in the world. Yeah. In the wrestling world.
No. That's TKO? Kind of what I said with KTK.
Mm. How about TTK? No, wait, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we knew that.
Because that's double T.
Double T, yeah.
That throws me off all the time that you call him double T. Because, yeah. Like, you know?
Why?
Because he's Matt. He's like,
yeah, like really... Matt.
Double
like,
T.
When you, Tony, I'm sorry if I'm speaking for you here, but like when you've known somebody as long as me and Tony have known Matt, when someone introduces a new nickname into the mix, it's very hard to adjust to somebody else calling him that.
But I think it's because it's T, and I'm used to be called T Donk. So when I hear T right away, I think it's me. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You are the Dr. Donk. You are T Donk.
Donkalicious.
That's true.
It's very delicious.
Ooh, Donkalicious, baby. Yeah, we should spend money to get that from me. I deserve that.
Okay. Instead of like Fergalicious, it'd be like Donkalicious. I'm just working, not my fitness. Donkalicious.
Speaking of working on fitness, I've been getting back into the DDP yoga again. I'm really trying to make a go of it.
I would love to get back into it, man. I used to crush DDP yoga every day. And somewhere along the way, I fell off, and it's so fucking hard to get back into it.
It didn't have anything to do with something that rhymes with Fortnite, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Look, Mike Peterson already starting.
Now, is Misa Kate known for putting people in headlocks? Is that a
yes,
thing?
Yes, her finisher, I believe, is a rear naked choke, I believe.
Oh, so she's an ornery one, huh?
Check shade. Oh.
Gwinnery McGwinnery.
Fuck yeah, dude. Love it.
Might make some people hornery.
Ooh, it's making me hornery already.
Gotcha. What do you got? We can't see the color of your mud water there, Tony.
Well, it's mud and it's water. So
okay. Brown.
Two and two together.
Is it brown?
Is it brown? Hey, we don't have obnoxious sound bites tonight.
Well, that's weird.
Obnoxious sound bites, you fucking asshole.
So I texted you because you got to pull that audio I sent to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday. Fucking amazing. Caught me so off guard. Not the dog. You better check on that. I think there's a dog in your pipe there, in your old man's pipe there, KJ.
The old grumper.
Grumper dog. Grumper spaniel.
Matt was so annoyed. I got a text from him last week. He was like, God damn the fucking dog.
The best part was you texting me going, do you hear the dog? I fucking hear the dog.
Oh, bunch of dogs.
So, how you boys doing? Anything exciting in the world of the Kevins?
Oh, check to the razor. Let's see.
Holy shit, you have no facial hair.
Yeah, I shaved the beard, ski McGeardski.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it goes back in like 2 seconds. So by this time next week, I'll have it back.
Oh.
So I didn't mean to, but like when I do it myself, there's a very good chance I'm going to fuck it up. So once I fuck it up, it's gone.
That's it.
It's out. So yeah, shaved the beard. Had my nieces over for a sleepover. We watched Trolls 2.
Oh, awful movies.
Yeah, you're not a big Trolls guy.
Have you seen the first Trolls? I'm assuming you have.
No, I haven't even. I didn't watch the second one. I was on my phone the whole time.
Okay, well, the story in the first one is there's these like other creatures that they eat the trolls. They fucking eat the trolls, and the trolls have to stop them from eating them. It's like, what kind of cannibalistic shit are we teaching kids?
Wait,
really? Lord of the Flies was...
Yeah, it's like fucked up. I mean, it's not trolls eating trolls, but there's some monster that attacks the trolls and eats them.
Yeah, it's not cannibalistic then. That's what's throwing me off.
But still, it's like, I don't know, your main characters can succumb to be... Yeah.
That's what we're teaching them.
Yeah.
Nature.
I don't know.
Get better or die.
Yeah. Put on, Nat Geo Wild and watch an anaconda swallow a horse.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Watch a horse swallow an anaconda. You know what I'm saying?
sounds like docking to me, no matter how you cut it.
Yeah. So now, yeah, my weekend was pretty much all kid consuming. Sounded terrible. But my nieces are over. We went to soccer in the morning the next day, and yeah, that was it. That was it.
Handsome Kevin, another show this past weekend, no?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a fun show, man. It was I was a little bit beat up by the time I got home. Spent almost 6 hours in the car, but fun show. Had a great time. Worked the opening segment and worked the main event. Swoggle was the referee, so that was a lot of fun. Taskmaster was there. That was a lot of fun. Tito Santana, Gangrel. It was a hell of a turnout. Hell of a show.
So Tito Santana left the East Coast to go out to your neck of the woods. Interesting.
Yeah. Out in the middle of nowhere, too. The town was nowhere. Like, it was like 2:55 was the drive for me, and it was about 2 hours away from the Twin Cities. So, yeah, it's a weird town, but a good wrestling town. I had a good turnout.
Still in Minnesota, or were you?
Yep, still in Minnesota.
Wow.
Yep. So, because I'm on the far east side of Minnesota, and this was on the west side of Minnesota.
It's so weird. Like you say, it was like what 240 miles, 250 miles.
No, about 55 minute drive.
Oh, so that's
3 hour drive
one way.
Yeah, that's like the length of New Jersey. Like if you drove from north to south, it'd probably be about maybe 3 hours.
Jeez,
maybe.
I feel like from Eda, like Cape May is 3 hours.
Yeah,
so I feel like Sussex to like down there is probably like the most northern point in New Jersey is probably like more like 4, maybe 5.
Yeah, but Sussex also has access to like 287 or 27. Is it? Yeah, 287, which might connect you up a little quicker, but
maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just jump on 280 the Parkway Turnpike and boom.
Yeah, me too.
down we go.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's right. 2.5 hours each way.
Nice.
Fuck
yeah. Well, it's good. Good that you guys had had a good weekend.
What about you? What about you, my man?
I got a haircut, as you
can
tell.
Haircut.
Yeah. You can see the shit that's missing a little clearer, you know, a lot more gloss in the fucking head today.
Are you ever going to go full bore shave?
Not at this point. Not at this point. Because I don't have that weird John Moxley bald in the front kind of crown hair yet. So I still have, I mean, it's light, but I think I have enough of a tuft up top.
It's also tough for us to see because you are sitting directly under those, you know, studio A lights. So it looks a little worse than it probably is.
Yeah, how's that? Like with the shadow?
Yeah, you're better.
Shadow helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this, Tony, because I've been doing this at my office. I go to wash my hands and the light in the bathroom shines right down. And you can kind of see when you're looking in the mirror what's leaving you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how long did you have that stage before you got to where you are? Because I talked to my barber about this and... I don't know if he's giving me misinformation or not. He seems to think I'm doing good. Dude, think my time's limited.
I don't know, man. Like, I got to look back at pictures. I would say probably, like, once I started turning 40, like, things started going light. Like, especially in the back, I got, like John Cena was at WrestleMania. What was he doing fucking the whole time? Like, that's how I feel, you know?
Just I told you that wrestlers do that.
Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't understand how that's possible. Like, how you could be this multi-millionaire movie star wrestler and not figure out a way to get that fixed. Unless he just doesn't want to.
He probably doesn't give a shit. I mean,
if I had that many millions, I wouldn't either.
No, that's fair. That's probably his reason.
Well, speaking of not giving a shit.
Ooh! That's my intro.
What's up there, HJ?
Hey, boys. Just throwing another K into the equation. Coming in here. Now we're T and triple K.
Oh.
Maybe workshop that.
It's good. It's perfect.
Wait,
he's got Brendan on speed dial.
You beat me to it, you fuck.
That's why I said the back here if you need me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a clan. Grand Wizards.
Wu-Tang.
It's funny. My name also starts with K. So we can't name a child a K name. Unless we have twins. Otherwise, it's going to be very awkward bookends on the mantle, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. And the middle doesn't help either.
No. Not at all. It's very bad. Also, HK, fun fact. You know, 2 HKs in here. Just a little tidbit. Throw it in there. Yeah. Very confusing. Very confusing. But how's everybody doing?
Okay.
Fuck you too, I guess.
I'm trying to. Oh, there we go. I think just need a little better.
There we go. There we go.
Sorry, trying to fix a couple of things here to make sure HJK is looking dapper and handsome and sexy and all that jazz.
What was wrong before? What did you do to make me more sexy?
Kind of shrunk you down a little bit so people don't see the flaws.
Make it so you can't see me as well. I get it. No, I have the hair thing too. I don't know if you could. Because I have dark hair and a bright scalp, and it's all nonsense. It's all bad up there. I have a cyst on my head, too.
So oh, really?
Yeah, to remove it, they got to, like, shave a square, and that's going to be a whole thing. So I'm just going to be a cyst boy.
No, you get on with that, whatchamacallit, Dr. Pimple Popper.
You think I should just pop it myself?
No.
No, so...
You fly out to California.
Because if you do that, it keeps coming back.
Yeah.
So you got to get it, like, lanced or popped or drained.
She's great, dude.
You need me.
Watch Dr. Pimple Popper. She's easy on the eyes. And yeah, dude, she does it right in the office. All you gotta do is give some sob story like my family, they think I'm grotesque and like, you know, just cry about it and shit and be like, I've had it for 17 years. I've always been afraid. Start wearing baseball caps too to make it like you're really embarrassed by it. And then she'll be like, sure, come on down, we'll do that shit for free.
Like a lot of the work. Family Guy episode where like what's the kid's name?
Chris.
Chris Griffin. And his
I think it's Chris.
Pimple like developed the personality and it like talked to him.
Yes. Like,
that's what should happen with you, HJ. And we call it does cyst start with a C as well?
I believe so.
So then we call it HJ cyst.
Oh, and HJC, that's fun. Yeah. We're having a lot of fun here. Now we finally figured it out.
Not the best work. Not the best work.
You know what? They're not all home runs, HK.
No, that was great.
Sometimes just need a single. We're just getting on base here. Nothing crazy.
Now, would you consider having the cyst removed live on YouTube?
There's a price. There's always a price.
Ooh. Well, I mean, I wouldn't pay it, but I'm sure somebody else
would. Pimple popping, that's a whole community, right? You know, it's got to fall in there somewhere.
I would think so.
I think it is, too.
And if it keeps coming back, I mean, that's just a constant stream of bucks there, I think.
Ooh, and you could run it backward to make it look like they're putting the cyst back in and shit.
Ooh, I like it. Make it different colors.
Put googly eyes on it, so while it's coming out, it looks like it's got a personality.
Oh!
Like, blue.
It's insisting on staying.
Clever puns.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you, HK. You're back there. We don't need you yet. You're good.
Come on, man. Never gold.
It was something.
Speaking of growths, I heard that you wanted to talk a little AEW tonight.
Yeah, boys. Who checked out Dynasty?
This guy over here.
There we go. This guy over here. These two guys, you guys were all in it, right? Couple AEW sexuals.
Yeah.
I tell you, I did, just before we got on, because I had no time. Listen, I'm an old man. I can't stay up till midnight or later anymore to watch pay-per-views.
I hear you.
Excuse me. And I did not have a chance today. A little bizky at work ski. So while I was enjoying my dinner, I put on a stream that I do. I cannot say the legalities of said stream. But anyway, started watching a little bit of Will Ospreay and Brian Danielson, and I saw the finish, and I was kind of like, he really didn't drop him on his head. It looked like it was a safe bump, but I don't know. That was about it.
What do you guys think of, because assuming that it's a work, like you said, it looked very safe. I mean, it was one of the safer spots. Yeah, so like, but how do you guys feel about that? Like, worked angles like that, like where it's an injury to the extent of like seizing or like really serious neck stuff like that. Personally, I'm not a big fan.
Oh, I hated it when Saraya came back for her first match and she made like she hurt her neck and then she just walked it off. I was like, really?
I mean, like, go back to like Shawn Michaels and Owen Hart. Like when Owen Hart hit the enziguri on Shawn Michaels back, like after he got beat up by the Marines. Like, I thought that was real at the time, but like this was totally contrived, especially because they did like the post match stuff with him in the locker room. It was okay for me. Because Ospreay still got the win, and it still made Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson look okay, and it still like kind of puts Will Ospreay's situation up in the air. Like, he's a good guy, but he's still associated with Don. Like, I didn't have an issue with it at all. It was a little weird to watch, like live, but I didn't have an issue with the HGC.
Yeah, personally, I just didn't feel like it added anything because it seemed like it didn't really kick in until after the match was over, and. Like, the whole Ospreay being with the Don Callis family, like, he's clearly, like, against the family and their morals. So it's like, I don't know, it just seems very contrived. Like I said, I feel like it was just a spot for the sake of a spot. It's like, why is that? I don't know. On paper, I could maybe see what they were going for, but in execution, it didn't work for me, pal.
Yeah, and there were a couple of times, too, where, I don't know, man. Like, look, when I watch New Japan, I expect, like, the fighting spirit shit. Mm-hmm. When I'm watching American wrestling, not so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm kind of at that point where, like, if I want to see Japanese wrestling, I will watch, like, New Japan or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, this, like Bryan Danielson with the kicks, and then all of a sudden this fucker stands up, or, like, I forget what move. I think it was a Hurricanrana. Like, he fucking gets up and he starts doing this, and then he falls back down. I'm like, really? I'm like, just take the fucking bump, dude. You know? There's no shame.
I wonder, HK, Handjob Kyle, or Tony, I wonder if they were kind of trolling us with the finish, because I feel like the match itself kind of lived up to expectations. So I wonder if they were like just trolling us with the ending being so like bizarre and out of place and not what we were expecting, as opposed to like a really dramatic finish, like a really like emphatic finish. So, but the fact that they gave us that, are they trolling us, or is this just gonna see what happens on Wednesday?
Yeah, you know what? It's possible, but then there's two things at play, right? So is Bryan Danielson a face? I mean, I know that everything's pointing to Ospreay becoming a face and breaking away from Don Callis and whatnot.
I think they both are.
So the Blackpool Combat Club, they're all good guys? I thought they snacked on bones and drank blood and shit like that.
Literally changes every week.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
It varies depending on who needs a feud, basically.
That's a great
Where can
way
we slot you? Yeah, they're utility great. Guys, for sure.
And I have no idea who, not to jump ahead to the main event with Swerve and Joe, no idea who the babyface is there either, by the way. Throw that out there real quick.
I would say Swerve is the babyface there.
Probably now.
They're kind of in the middle of the spectrum, both of them, so it's not very strong either way.
Yeah, but he's also with Prince Nana, who is a babyface manager, but he also has a heel stable too, no?
No.
No? Yeah, maybe.
Is he not with
the Mobile Embassy? Yeah, I guess
Yeah. But I mean, it's hard to be a fucking heel when you're doing this shit and people are fucking, cheering with you and stuff.
And people are so blatantly behind Swerve.
And people so blatantly hate Jericho nowadays, huh?
I would say if there's any match to watch from the pay-per-view, it's Hook versus Jericho.
All right, you know what? See, that's hilarity. The kind of shit I want to hear.
It actually wasn't a bad match, but man, did that crowd not love Christopher Jericho.
Were they chanting, please go home or something?
They're chanting Fozzie sucks, which is very rude. he has nothing to... He didn't even come out to Fozzie. They're just being mean for the sake of being mean. But yeah, it was brutal. I don't know where... It seems like Jericho's kind of leaning into the online backlash, though. The Jericho Vortex stuff. But I don't know if he's self-aware enough to make it work. But I guess we'll see. I don't know. I don't know where you guys stand on that.
He might be. This is his MO, though. This is what he does. He leans into everything.
He's smart, man. He's no dummy. But there were a couple matches on this show that had, people with, go-away heat. I don't like you heat. Get off my TV heat. And Jericho was definitely one of them. And I want to say... Nah, it's the only one I can... Off the top of my head,
Scott George says they were chanting, "Please retire."
Yeah. It was please quit.
Go home, Jericho. Go home.
Yes, that's what it was.
Brutal.
Yeah, that might be the only one that I. But he that was not like your heel heat. That was X-Pac heat.
Hand jab, Kyle. Didn't watch the show, right? Didn't watch it, but I do want to ask you because I've seen just bits and pieces of what's been posted online. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I kind of you can watch an AEW pay-per-view via their Twitter, basically. How long was Dax on the ladder before Jack Perry showed up? Because from the clips that I've seen, it seemed like he was up there for quite a while before old Jungle Jackoff showed up.
Oh, hey.
Hey, come on now.
He's an asshole.
You know what's interesting? That ladder match was right after Danielson and Ospreay, which stole the show. So I was still in a fog from the previous match. I don't really remember anything from that fucking ladder match. I don't remember it being a bad match.
Okay.
But I remember just barely paying attention to it just because I was I just blew my load, it felt like.
It was the popcorn ladder match.
Yeah, exactly. The most unnecessary stipulation, by the way. I mean, I guess it set up a good Jack Perry return or an effective one, maybe. I don't know.
Well, they needed the no disqualification,
Well, it's a ladder match.
Yeah, but they needed that for Jack Perry to be able to get involved, You couldn't make a dramatic entrance like that if it was just a straight up, this is for the title, whatnot.
I mean, yeah, you could, right?
Yeah, but then it would have to be behind the back. You know what I'm saying? He'd have to run in, do something, and then run out. Unless fucking one of these referees is just out for 20 minutes or just sees things and just ignores them anyway.
AEW referees, you can have Aubrey Edwards just see something shiny for a few minutes and be just completely oblivious. So it's not like it's out of the realm of possibility.
By the way, if anyone was interested, over the weekend, I don't know if you caught this, but Walmart had the Xbox version of Fight Forever for only $10. So for 10 ducats, you could have got your Make a Date with Aubrey Edwards simulator.
Motherfuckers.
Dude, I paid $40 for that damn thing.
I paid $100 for the super fucking deluxe fucking in the ass edition.
I bought it on the day of release as well, and I've probably played 2 hours worth.
Nope, just... I have less than an hour. The PlayStation's nice enough to tell me how long I've spent on certain games. You don't want to know what it says for Fortnite.
So, Kyle, overall thoughts on the show? Like, what do you take away most? Was it, you know, Roderick Strong, Kyle O'Reilly? Did they deliver? Was it basically just a two-match pay-per-view for you, or was everything how did it rank for you?
So I thought the pay-per-view was very good, but that leads me into, like, thinking, because the TV for AEW, I feel like, added nothing to this pay-per-view. You could have missed the entire TV cycle in between the last pay-per-view and this pay-per-view and been perfectly, like, caught up to speed, seemingly.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have learned about the feud between Jericho and Hook.
Oh, I still don't understand. You can just see it on the card and pretty much guess what Jericho does. He's not, you know. But I don't know. Yeah, the pay-per-view was great. I loved Okada and Pac.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Maybe that could have been my favorite match of the card. Roddy and Kyle was great. Even like the pre-show six-man bullshit, like with the two sets of titles, was really good.
Now, do you find it weird that we get the six-man titles on the pre-show, but then we also get a six-man match later in the show? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do see what you're saying.
Like, you could have put that six-man in the dead spot after Ospreay and what's-his-nuts. Mm. You know, a little levity for the crowd. You know, bang, bang, scissors and all that shit.
Yeah, I do love to scissor. You make a good point.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily, like, a little bit of a, like, a let you up, kind of like, hey, let's have some fun. Do you claim? No. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, it was a very, like, serious match, like, once it got underway. Oh. So I could see their perspective and, like, hey, maybe this is a match that will get people to buy the pay-per-view, because it was a very good match. And but yeah, the placing of the Edge six-man was weird. This kind of second match, like, I agree, it would have been a great match after the Blow Your Load match, Danielson and Ospreay. But that is what it is. I mean, the show kind of flew by for me, personally. I thought from top to bottom, it was a solid, one of their better pay-per-views. Right. It's definitely very in-ring centric, as per AEW, but that's what they do. And like I said, the TV didn't really do much, and I'm wondering if I'll just start consuming it that way. Maybe just skip the... Because I'm not watching Rampage or Battle of the Belts or Collision. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, there's so much that means nothing. And but the pay-per-views always deliver. So it's a very interesting model they got going on, but maybe that works. I don't know.
So what are your thoughts on... So obviously we had a few title... we had a title change, a couple of them, obviously. The trios are unified. The world title obviously changed with Swerve winning. But how about Willow Nightingale beating Julia Hart and now possibly obviously going into a match at, in Vegas with Monet, who also, she may have been who I was thinking of that got like little to no great reaction.
Yeah, I think people are getting restless. I think it's we need to get her in the ring. I don't know if she's injured or whatever. But yeah, that whole
I think that just kind of came out today. I think we're like in the media scrum. But, I think Tony Khan mentioned that.
Right. But then, like, why debut her so early? I don't know. Yeah, the Willow Julia.
She needs promo lessons.
Yeah, or just don't speak.
I think she needs better promos. Like music too, by the way. That CEO stuff is like,
money.
It goes so long.
Money.
It's begging you to chant. But yeah. I wanted to like Willow winning the title, but it all just feels like a transitional situation. It was all like an effort to set up Mercedes winning the title at Double or Nothing, seemingly. So I don't know.
Wait, hands up, Kyle.
Yeah.
If wins and losses matter and she doesn't even have a win. I'm trying to follow here, buddy. Help me understand this. Help me understand.
Well, she doesn't have a loss.
They've wrestled in New Japan.
But that's not AEW.
But do they show their factor into the rankings?
But do they show their New Japan wins and losses when they're coming down
to the ring? Nope.
Okay, then the logic doesn't hold up there. Help me understand this, Hanjab.
Maybe it resets quarterly.
Quarterly, okay.
Quarterly reset. So now everybody's 0-0.
Help me understand this, Hanjab. Commas are important, kids.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, actually, though, like, I don't really get them. Like, why bother? Like, I can do it better than you can, Toots. You know what I'm saying? You're saying, HK?
Yeah, but if you got two hands on a controller. Anyway,
you can't focus on two things at once. I don't know about you.
I do want to ask you though. This the ranking system and all that. Does things like this aggravate you as a fan? Like getting told that rankings matter, wins and losses matter, everything matters, and then something like this fucking comes up. Like, what are we supposed to believe when we're watching this fucking promotion?
I don't. Is it? I feel like they never like reference the rankings anymore. I feel like they gave up on that pretty quickly.
No,
like after the relaunch of the rankings. I mean, they show the rankings like in the little Chiron when they come out, but like it's never like, oh, we got the number four ranked against the number six. They never like do that. So to me, I'm okay with the fact that rankings just don't matter. And I've just come to that realization, not realization, but that's where I'm at. And I assume that they're not going to care about the rankings. So it doesn't really aggravate me. It aggravated me before, like when Miro came in and he wasn't really getting booked in high profile matches. And then Tony Khan came out and was like, oh, he hasn't worked his way up the rankings yet. So he can't get title matches because it was like some bullshit like that. So it's like that stuff aggravates me when you like lean on it, when you don't utilize it. But I think they've even, like I said, I think they've even stopped trying at this point. So I don't really care.
So why even show them? Why show the records then?
It's a great
question. Just trying to understand.
I'm
window dressing. Like,
yeah.
Just something to show.
Gives it a sports centric feel, brother.
Yeah. Like if I can't get you over, maybe I'll put your stats on the.
Yeah, maybe seeing 21-14 is gonna get you over.
Yeah, but I'm just listen. I don't know.
Works for Rocky.
Tony Khan can't get people over, so it sucks. So just try anything.
Oh, all right.
Well, they got enough titles at this point to where, you know, every ranking has some sort of contention, right? That's what you do. Just add a title.
Yeah, Eddie Kingston still carries around that New Japan Strong Championship.
Is that even the thing anymore?
Yeah, nope. He had it with him on Sunday.
Poor Eddie.
Jeez, boy, go. Just do a sit-up, bro. Just one.
Tony,
shit his pants.
I like Eddie. Just do a sit-up, bro.
It's not his
style. Works. He still works well.
Dude, I told you at the beginning of the show, I started doing DDPY again, and I was like, let me see where I'm at with push-ups. Now, I can still do push-ups. I can't do nearly as many as I was when I was in my DDPY prime, but I'm like, I'm going to do me some push-ups. Just do a sit-up.
What's the number? Maybe he does.
Just do a sit-up.
How many of those 10 counts can you do?
There was a point in time where I did the full 10 counts.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been able to do that.
That's a long ways ago. I was actually able to do the, you know, when you get on your forearms and you kick your legs up and do the vertical? I was able to hold for like 5 seconds at one point. But it doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a lot. Like if you count 5 seconds, it's a long time. But at one point, I was actually... I could comfortably do 30 push-ups in a row. And now if I can get 15, I'm like, okay, I did my good deed for the day.
That's all you need. Well, speaking of push-ups, pushing up the card is Swerve. What do we think about new world champion Swerve Strickland gang? How are we feeling?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It's weird when a company that's been in existence for like, 5 years now, that they're like, oh, he's the first African-American champion or whatever. It's like, right. You know, if it was a history of a wrestling promotion like WWE who didn't have one for like 40 or 50 years, yeah. But come on, man, it's 2024. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, can't we just be happy that the dude became champ because he's popular and people like him and he's a good wrestler? I don't know. I'm not African-American. I can't speak for that.
So...
But I just find it a little odd that a company that's been in existence for like 5 years is touting something like this, you know?
I still feel like it's not necessarily about AEW in itself. It's more about the professional wrestling landscape in general and how African-American world champions are still by nature still pretty few and far between. I mean, you have Moose and Impact. You've had Bobby Lashley. You've had Big E for a couple of years.
Tyrus.
Did you say Tyrus?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck right, yeah, Tyrus,
get,
bro.
Yeah, get him out of here. You're done.
Fuck out of here. I didn't make him champion.
So I don't hate them for that. I actually kind of applaud them for that because it still is few and far between. And this is a big deal.
Like, all right, well, let me ask you a question.
I do think it was rushed, though. Like, I really do think it was rushed. And I don't think Swerve is ready to be world champion.
You know what,
don't.
Though? They capitalized on it. Joe can eat a loss. It's no big deal to Joe.
I didn't think Joe was ready either, but...
Is Willow Nightingale black?
As far as I understand.
So did they make a big deal out of her becoming like the first black women's champion in AEW?
Well, Jade Cargill.
Oh, that's right. But Jade was TBS champion. I mean,
that's what Willow is.
Oh, that's right. She's not world champion. Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Never mind.
I completely forgot Jade Cargill was even in AEW. Look at me.
Yeah.
They're doing a hell of a job with her over on SmackDown. Too.
Oh, they fucking hell yeah, they are. Her and my dude, Naomi. Fucking handsome Kevin hates it. I love that shit.
Yep. Well, she's a team with Bianca Belair.
Oh, the three of them are fucking amazing when they fucking do the flex and the hands and everything. Yeah. That's a fucking mean trio right there. I'd put them in the fucking ring against House of Black. We'll see how that fucking works out for them.
House of Black? Never mind.
I was going to say the same thing.
Versus Malachi, Buddy, and Brody.
Back here if you need us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I didn't notice that they pounded on the fact that
was
the first black AEW champion. They wasn't on that heavy.
I don't know about heavy, but a lot of people were like, hey.
I would say Swerve, kind of. It almost felt like, I see what you're saying, Tony. It's almost like they gave him the title for that accolade.
Yep.
Not based on his merit. Not saying he hasn't earned it or he doesn't deserve it.
I can't imagine that that's what he meant, if that's what he insinuated, right?
Who, me?
Oh, no.
No, Swerve.
Oh, no, I don't think Swerve thinks that at all. But I'm saying, like, the way that it's been presented almost comes off that way. But that being said, Swerve does deserve it. I think he's a great talent, and I'm looking forward to see where he goes with it. I feel like he's kind of in the middle. He can go babyface, heel, Hangman can come back. I mean, they could do anything. It's pretty wide open.
Let him ride, man. Let him ride. Let him have his run.
Swerve was one of the most underutilized guys in WWE, and AEW is completely taking advantage of their loss. I would have loved to see it against somebody other than Joe. Like, imagine, like, a Swerve MJF. Like I'd rather them wait for MJF to come back and have Swerve maybe beat him or maybe have them go at it.
I mean, he could just defend it against MJF. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like MJF's going to come back with so much steam and so much fire that, like, it's almost going to be impossible to keep the belt off him for long.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to challenge Cody Rhodes, too.
I was
bingo, bango.
He'll be in NXT soon enough. Don't you worry, guys.
NXT.
He'll be a part of Chase U.
I can't wait for him to come back and challenge Okada for the Continental Crown thing.
Can somebody explain to me what the difference is between the Continental Championship and the International Championship?
Nope. None whatsoever. There's a crown on one and there's not a crown on the other.
Although there is different rules, I think, for the Continental. I think there's like different, a 20 count. There's no interferences, which, like, why isn't it just like that for every match?
But
that's all
I
think.
But why?
I was going to say standard rules would say no interference for a regular match.
But there's going to be extreme fines, HK.
Oh, extreme fines.
Other matches, it's moderate fines.
Just a slap on the sack.
Yeah.
Ooh, now you're talking. Wait, what?
Let me go interfere in a match real quick.
Did you say exactly?
No, I said exactly.
I am the cat comer.
So, oh, God, he's here.
Yeah, I have to make his presence known.
All right. So, hands up, Kyle. You talked about your favorite parts of the show, the parts that you enjoyed. Tell me about your least favorite parts of the show.
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, the whole Mercedes deal was pretty bad, as is everything she does. The 6-man tag with Edge was fine. I didn't need it. The whole Mist. I guess we're building to Malachi and Adam Copeland for the TNT title, maybe, perhaps. Which I'm fine with. I'm a big Malachi guy. But
Malachi.
Good one. I like that.
It was good.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't really think there were any down points. Oh, right. What do you think was bad? Give me throw something at me.
All right, so let me ask you about not what I thought was bad, because I didn't think this was bad, but let me ask what you thought about Toni Storm Thunder Rosa.
Ooh.
Ooh, it was good. It was good. I like, it seems for a while with Toni, they were getting a little too heavy into the gimmick where it was a hindrance to the in-ring product, but I think now they're starting to fine-tune that a little bit to where it's more, you know, once the bell rings, it's all business kind of stuff. And Thunder Rosa, you know, no face paint. So it was just a very cut and dry match. I thought it was good. I thought it was probably one of the better matches of her reign. She's been champion for a while. So I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I don't know who takes the title off of Toni. Maybe a returning Jamie Hayter, which I would like to see.
Oh, my God.
You just popped Toni a boner.
For your mouth to God's ears, we saw her that night when she won the championship, man. I was a fucking pig in shit. I was so happy.
It what makes sense, right?
Ooh, let me throw this by you before we finish up this segment here, because we have our guest coming up in a little bit. Mrs. Kate, what would you think if Ronda Rousey shows up?
Ugh.
Well, is she was in Ring of Honor for a bit. Is she still there?
No, she just had one match.
One match, right?
Yeah.
Be a weird way to be like, because they kind of already introduced her a little bit.
But yeah, but does anyone even really remember her on Ring of Honor?
No, because Dalton Castle was grabbing her drawstrings and she got pissed off. So there you go.
To the castle! Fuck yeah!
Drew Gulak.
You know what? Drew Gulak got a bum rap on that shit. What the fuck, man?
Sometimes you just grab a drawstring.
Dude.
What happened to the good old days where you just grab somebody's drawstring on their pants and everything was fine? Who's with me?
Still the good old days here, my friend.
Hey. Oh, no. I like it.
I go grabbing at everything. I don't give a fuck.
That's a drop.
Fuck yeah.
I've seen him do it. It's magical.
That's
good times. Good times. But one more question. So AEW, they've like doubled their pay-per-views over the course of the year. I think
so
it's like 9.
So they have 40 now a year?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Well, they only had like 4 pay-per-views, maybe 5.
Oh, because there's 20 battles of the belts. I forgot. That's right.
You're going monthly.
Right. What do you guys think about that? To me, I don't know. So far, I'm fine with it. I'm wondering, like, because last night's card was great, but if they just keep doing that month after month, does it start to blend together? Do things start to mean less? Does it get diluted?
Well, there's no stories anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah, just like a traditional indie show, right?
I don't think it'll make a difference. Listen, like WWE went from 4 to like 7 to year to you know, every month. WCW then followed suit. So TNA did as well. It's just the nature of the business. It's just trying to draw money. Now, will it mean that the actual product is worse? I feel like that might have more of a chance to happen with AEW, just because they don't seem to develop stories as well as WWE, and with less time to not develop stories well, like, it could hurt them. Yeah. But I feel like they're always going to draw on their pay-per-views. They're always going to produce on their pay-per-views because they are genuinely, for most part, really, really good.
That fun. Is where they shine. That's a good point. Yeah. So, yeah.
And that's why, like, we shit on their storytelling, but, like, what they do and what pay-per-views are meant to do is produce good wrestling. That's what pay-per-views are for. And that's what was lacking in WWE under Vince McMahon, because that, like, their pay-per-views would sometimes be a Raw. Mm-hmm. And TNA kind of failed with that a little bit too, and WCW did as well. Now, each company's pay-per-views are great wrestling, and it's awesome.
And that's what the audience wants. So I think, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't hate the fact that they're going monthly on pay-per-views, if that's the direction they are actually going.
I can say from my perspective, when they did have less pay-per-views, I would buy the pay-per-view every now and again.
I
will not buy a monthly AEW pay-per-view.
That's fair.
I just won't. Yeah. So
especially if they fall in the same weekend as like another company's pay. Like TNA was like $40 and AEW was $50. I'm not dropping that.
Right.
Like yep. I just can't. Like I can't do it.
Yeah, and I don't see like it when they did have, you know, less pay-per-views and space and all of it. It at least felt like it was something more, something special. You know what I mean? Something special to it. If they're going monthly, I just don't see myself pulling any triggers on.
Yeah, I get that streaming service, man. I gotta get it.
Well, if they had the streaming service, yeah. If that becomes a deal, then yeah, I'll probably watch.
Well, people are still buying that pay per view. I feel like as long as people keep buying the pay per views, I don't know if they're going to do that, but I don't know.
Are they producing good buy rates?
I don't think they disclose their shit.
I'm not sure. I think it's pretty consistent from what I've seen.
I mean, the place was packed in the building, so I can't imagine like magnify that by like. I don't know how much percentage, but
oodles.
I feel like they got to do good numbers.
Oodles. That's a hell of a lot.
I think you multiply it by oodles, and then I think you get your number.
Oh, okay. Oodles. Oof, good call.
Yeah.
I haven't done calculus in a while. Is multiplying by oodles a legal function?
As legal as the definition of oodles. Pay-per-views on.
Yeah, like, can we do that? Like, are we going to break the space-time continuum multiplying oodles. By oodles?
Man.
I'm writing that down. Oodles.
If you take oodles and put it in the lattice method, then perhaps.
Ooh, I like that.
I like the way you're thinking. Some Dean Douglas action.
Perhaps, yeah.
Perhaps.
Well, speaking of Dean Douglas action, it's about time for Handjob Kyle to go vomit under the ring somewhere.
Let's say time to kick me out like Click did. But yeah, appreciate you guys having me. Always a blasty blast.
Always a pleasure to have you, my friend.
I got a blast for you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Yeah. Are you the cat comer as well?
I am not.
Oh well, meow.
There's only one.
Eh, it might. It might.
We'll take this offline.
Might be.
I'm coming. Over.
Oh. Hey.
Oh boy.
I'm just gonna come as hard as I can.
Do you have a whole folder just of cum drops? Cum drops.
Yes, cum drops.
I'm gonna come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
Was that me?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
People trying to come in my face.
No, the folder question.
Come folder.
No. I have a folder. It's called coming.
Jesus Christ.
That's... Somebody's going to look on your computer and be like, what's this, pal?
I mean...
Well, you're going to bust a nut.
Oh, that was real time. That was HJ asking if you have a whole... it sounded like me. I thought it was a drop.
Oh, here's one I found in the archives over the weekend.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
When that was a thing? Handjob Kyle, before I let you go, did you buy a little bit of the bubbly when it was on sale?
No. I bought Undertaker's wine, but I did not buy a little bit of the bubbly.
I bet you the Undertaker's wine was better than a little bit of the bubbly. Highly disappointed with it.
You know, I still haven't had the wine. I don't know what I'm saving it for. Maybe I'm letting it age a little more.
I don't even know if I still have the bottle. I don't even know if I saved the bottle of that shit.
Let's buy another one. Are they still producing them?
No, I doubt it.
I don't
know. Well, you know what? Maybe a little look on eBay. Although I don't know if you could sell... There's ways around it, but I don't know if you could sell it on eBay anymore. You used to be able to sell alcohol.
I'm sure he'll have like Lionheart liquor or something. He's going to have some
really
other gimmicky.
You couldn't sell the champagne, the Jericho champagne on eBay?
Oh, no, you could buy, wait, here, a little bit of the bubbly Chris Jericho. Oh, figure? Wait, oh, there's a figure in the bottle. That's not what I was looking for. Oh, there was an action figure in the bottle? That's all I'm seeing.
No, I got the bottle. I didn't get, there may have been like a deluxe edition, but I got the little bit of the bubbly and there was no action figure.
No, though, I guess this was, oh, here, somebody's selling an empty bottle for $25. So, yeah, I mean, no, so here's the thing. With eBay, you're not allowed to sell alcohol. So the way they'd get around it is you sell the bottle as a collector's item, and the contents are just incidental to the collector's item.
Oh, yeah.
So periodically, I would get a bottle of Dom Perignon. I don't drink the shit, so I'd throw it up on eBay, get a couple $100 for it. Wango bango.
Wow.
Collector's item from vintage 1999 or whatever it was, you know, and that's it. Came in the box. The box was still sealed. You know, bingo, bang.
Nobody's checking, right?
No, who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck. No, if they take it down, oh, well, I can't sell it. That's what Facebook
Marketplace
is. You
just said wango, bango, and bingo, bango in a span of 20 seconds.
A lot of bungo, bungo, mungo.
Otunga, bunga?
Fuck yeah. Oh!
This doesn't seem kosher to me.
Double T.
Oh, happy Passover, by the way.
All right, I'm not Jewish, but, you know.
Well, you mentioned kosher. I thought, you know.
I meant like in the, you know.
Kosher hand jobs.
The colloquial sense. Yeah.
Kosher.
Kosher
write
hand
that down.
Jobs.
Possible title for the episode.
I only go kosher,
what was
personally.
It? What was it?
Kosher hand jobs.
Kosher hand jobs. Yeah. I got the dry erase.
That could be is it C or K, kosher?
K.
K, of course.
Damn. Yeah. Thought I had something.
Well, I got multiplied by oodles and kosher hand jobs. Those are those are in the running right now.
That's the gift I leave you guys.
Fuck you, dude. You're just you being here is a gift, my friend.
Oh, stop. Let's kiss.
No problem.
Huh?
All right. Kosher hand jobs. How about oodles of kosher hand jobs?
That's thinking.
Yeah. Post that up later, Matt. There we go.
Give him no context either.
Fuck no. Just like AEW, no context.
Ah, we bring it around. All Elite.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right. Hand job, Kyle. Thank you very much
for
joining
now.
Us tonight.
Kyle, plugs before you go.
Plug me up, Daddy. Apron Bump, the Apron Bump podcast. If you like retro wrestling, go check it out. Wherever you listen on YouTube, dropped an episode last week. In Your House, Buried Alive, which was a hot tamale of a show. He's alive! You can follow that timeline. I had old HK. I've had Matt. I've had all the boys. So go check that out. Oh, yeah. Just a couple of boys being dudes on there. So go check it out. Apronbump.com, at Apronbump on all the socials, on my Grindr, Chat Roulette, all that stuff.
Fuck yeah. And Omegle. Don't forget Omegle.
And Omegle. I think defunct, unfortunately, but.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Oodles. Memories.
Rest in piss.
Fuck yeah. I'm sure a few of those boys did.
Yeah. Well, I'll let y'all have a good old time with Misa Kate.
You didn't plug your Periscope.
No, I keep that under wraps, pal. That's the nighttime socials, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, we will let you go enjoy your nighttime. Kyle, always a pleasure. Hand job, Kyle, join us from the April Podcast.
Appreciate you guys.
Check them out wherever you get your hand jobs and podcasts.
Right. And I'll have a hand to give you.
Fuck Oodles. Yeah.
Hail Satan.
Yep. He nailed it.
All right. Yeah, that's how you leave a show.
Yeah, well, I gotta take all this shit down. I don't even know how to take this down. Oh, there we go. That helps. And I have to go past Kyle's fists. There we go.
All right.
That's what it's labeled as in the backgrounds. Kyle's fists.
Do we want to get into another topic while we wait for Misa Kate?
How about
we do an impromptu, perhaps, Kevin's top five?
Oh, shit. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, yeah. All right, wait. You can't just spring that on me because now I have to... Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck. Oh, here we go.
That's right. You got it?
That's what I got. You can put up the banner if you got it. There we go.
All right. We are back in business, back in the New York groove with a long-awaited return of Kevin's Top 5. Now, I had originally done this a couple weeks ago, but it may not have been as relevant as it was then as it is now, but these are my top five wrestlers when Adam Copeland was doing the Cope Open. These are the top five wrestlers that are not under AEW contract, that are pretty much free agents, or could easily have a working relationship with AEW, that I would want to see answer the Cope Open. So, top five wrestlers that I would like to see answer the Cope Open for the TNT Championship.
And these are non-AEW people.
Non-AEW talents. They might work somewhere else, but they're not exclusive anywhere, as far as I know. Or they could initially have like a working relationship if they wanted to do it.
So nobody from WWE?
Nobody from WWE.
Okay. All right.
The first name that comes to mind is Ziggler.
That's a fucking good one, son of a bitch.
I didn't even think about him, I guess.
No, I thought about him, but I just thought about this idea of doing it again, like right now, so I spitballed the list. That's a fucking good one. But I think...
Okay, he's number six.
Yeah, he's number six. Actually, no, I could take him off for number five. Number five is I'm keeping number five. No,
keep your number five. This is your list, bro.
Goddamn right.
Gotta be Cardona, right? Or did Cardona already challenge
him? He already did it.
Oh, fuck me running. Who else? Somebody that could float around, move around. Oh, Brian Myers.
Ring the bell. He is actually, you would think he'd be number one.
That's what I was thinking.
But he's number two.
Number two?
That's right. Brian Myers.
Wow.
Edgehead, rated R, superstar, faithful. Brian Myers,
Kevin.
Number two.
So somebody ranks higher than Brian Myers.
And you're going to be shocked when you, this is like, I just want to see the match. So probably, like, that's why you're going to be shocked.
It's probably Swoggle.
Oh, that's a great idea, too.
It's Goldberg.
No, no Goldberg. Anyone else got some guesses, baby? Come on.
Who can challenge?
And I'll give you a couple hints.
No, well, not yet. Not yet.
I don't think you're... Okay, okay.
Not yet. Somebody who can move around. Brian Myers. Against Edge. I'm going to stay in TNA land because I think you'd love to see Josh Alexander against Edge.
I would love to see that match, but he is not on the list.
See,
I will say this. Two of these men, well, actually three of these men, have history in another promotion.
With Edge?
With the Copester. Copester McGopester.
Oh, jeez.
Three people have had history with him. Not WWE. Well, not current WWE, right?
No one's in WWE.
Currently.
See, this is weird because I would think that Kevin would want to go with new matchups, but if it's people that have had history with them.
There is one that is new.
Out of those three?
No. The fourth would be out of those, would be new.
Okay. So it's three previous.
This is like a really hard list because it's like my personal preference. So like, it's tough. I could probably just actually just like tell you and like get your opinions on it if you want to play that game.
No, it's fine. Let us guess for a little bit.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Ooh, I was thinking. I was thinking Bubba Ray too. God damn it.
Bully Ray, number five on the
All
list.
All right.
So we're getting somewhere. We're making some grounds. We're moving. We're shaking.
Gangrel.
That's another good pull, but no. Nah, I didn't actually think about him.
Handsome Kevin is known for good pulls.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about Nemeth. I did not think about Gangrel. Great call, HK.
Huh. People he's had history with. Not AEW. I'm going to take a shot in the dark because he's no longer under contract. Give me Matt freaking Hardy.
Ring the bell!
See, I thought that was too soon.
Matt Hardy, number three. That's why it's so appealing to me. It's like, I don't think they touched in AEW.
No,
they didn't. I mean...
So to revisit that, like, I think to me would be fun. While you had the chance, I thought would be fun.
That'd
and
be
you still
cool.
do have the chance because Matt Hardy is not signed anywhere.
Yep.
He did show up at Rebellion, which we will talk about, but he is not signed. All right. So, Tony, here's a hint for you. Number four.
Hammerstone.
Is a guest that we've had. Oh, damn it. That we've had in studio on multiple occasions.
In studio on multiple occasions.
One you were not there for, though. So you were only there for one, I believe. The other one was Studio B.
Yeah, I was going to say it would have to be somebody that was at Matt's place, too.
Yeah.
Was Janella ever at Matt's place? I'm going to say Janella.
Ring the bell! I would love to see Joey Janella versus Adam Copeland. Number four.
Oh, we're still missing number one.
What was their history?
He wasn't the one that had.
He wasn't the one that. Okay. So number one is somebody with history.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that there was tag team title exchanges between the two, but they definitely have wrestled many a time.
Lead us here, jerking Edge off.
D'Lo Brown.
I wouldn't hate that. But at this point, I probably would. Yeah, no D'Lo Brown.
Somebody with history. Tag team. Lance Storm?
Great guess, but no.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because, Lance Storm was with the Hulkster, though. Anybody during the Rey Mysterio, during the... Oh, maybe Eddie Guerrero, but Eddie's gone.
You're but right. You're right around that. You're right around that same place.
See, I was thinking SmackDown 6 now.
I said Batista.
Nah, not Batista. That would be cool though.
Not the Batista.
Not the Batista.
Shit. So it's around that time.
You're right in that wheelhouse, but like that tag team scene.
Well, who else was there? It was. Did he have hit? Did they have history with the world's greatest tag team? Are you thinking Shelton Benjamin? Are you thinking Charlie Haas? Are you thinking Tajiri? Are you thinking who else was in that fucking
thinking?
Make a guess.
God damn it! All right, I'm gonna say Charlie Haas.
Oh, you were so close!
Oh, I went the wrong one.
Shelton Benjamin, number one.
You know why? Because aren't you a Charlie Haas guy? That's why I went with Charlie Haas.
So I love Charlie Haas because of Seton Hall.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a Shelton Benjamin guy.
Okay, no, fair enough.
How could you be a Charlie Haas guy compared to Shelton Benjamin, really?
No, comparatively speaking.
Minnesota, that's his Minnesota bias.
No, I'm just, I was just drug use, I guess, bias, but.
Oh, but yeah, but he cleaned himself up.
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
Wait,
all right, so here we go. Top five wrestlers I would like to see enter the Cope Open if it was still a thing. Number five, Bully Ray, a.k.a. Bubba Ray Dudley. Number four, the bad boy, Joey Janela. I'd love to see that. I still think that could happen, by the way. Number three, Matt Hardy, Viwana. Brian Myers, number two, dear good close personal friend, the most professional wrestler. Happy birthday, by the way. Yesterday was his birthday. Or Saturday was his birthday. And Shelton Benjamin, number one. Ain't no stopping him now.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Here we go. The top five. Long awaited. By nobody but me. But there we go.
No, it was a good list. It was
so
a good,
would you
really
guys like
list.
Put anyone else on that? Like the Nemeth one was a good one.
Yes.
The Batista one obviously was good, but a little unreachable, I think.
So there's some guys like in the company I would actually love to see answer it. The Mark Henry. Mark
that
Henry walking
dope.
Down would be phenomenal. Like that would I would be definitely there for that. That would be huge. Like to the same point, like I know nobody wants to see it, but just seeing Big Show answer it.
Well.
Like he's still, you know, he's still an imposing figure. Yeah. So I still think him answering it does something.
What about the other Hardy that's still there? What about Jeff Hardy and Edge?
Don't want to see him.
No.
Yeah, I think
shit.
You know what, Matt? I think can still maybe we got some mileage out of him, but I think Jeff, it's, you know, maybe it's time just to retire to Cameron and enjoy your life. You know.
Yep.
I mean, I still feel like they both have something to offer. And Matt Hardy is, as we, I guess, transition to Impact, I guess, or TNA for a little bit while.
Yeah, but the problem is Jeff can't do what Jeff can do. Like, Matt can still do what Matt do. You know what I'm saying? Was more of, like, the high flyer, the acrobatics, the whispers in the wind and all that shit. Matt Hardy was pretty much the fucking twist of fate and, you know, the leg drop, and that was it.
A couple guys in the chat real quick. Hold on, Tony. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah, but I agree with you on that. Kurt Angle, if he could have one more match. Steve, I would like to. I'd see this. I'd pay to see that. Steve Macklin. Did I not do that?
What about Matt Riddle? Scott George, the great Khali. I'd pay for that.
That would be a fun little spot. They love each other. They had that little handshake when he retired. They have a relationship. I wouldn't hate that. Great Khali.
Mike Peterson suggests Willow.
They already have a Willow.
Thank you.
Well, they've got a bunch of pages too, so it doesn't really make a difference.
Oh, that's right.
Lots of Adamses, lots of pages.
They got pages and cages.
Do you think it's possible that's how Omega returns?
In a cage?
No, answering one of those Copeland challenges, and
that's a great call.
That's the run. You know what I mean? Like, if I would like to see those two work together. I think it would be very entertaining.
If he's healthy, that's a slam dunk.
Right.
And they're both Canadian, so they would love to work with each other. One from Toronto, mm-hmm. one from Winnipeg. That would be an absolute slam dunk feud.
Yeah, but not for the TNT title.
I mean, why? Like, so here's another point of conversation. like, do we consider, all right, we consider Adam Copeland and Monet, despite what we think of them maybe personally, two of the biggest stars in the history of wrestling in their respective.
No.
All right, so you're vigorously shaking your head, HK.
I don't.
You don't consider Monet one of the biggest stars ever?
I don't.
Who's above her? Other than, like, other current talent that she came up with?
Who just, like,
from, who's, like, is Charlotte above her? Like, maybe?
Yeah, I think Charlotte is. I think that, you know, I think out of those, like, Bailey, Charlotte, and Becky, I would probably take at this point probably all of them over here. Well, not Charlotte.
I'll give you Becky. I actually would give you Becky and Charlotte.
I think Charlotte has progressively gotten. She hit that decline and it's hit hard. So I don't think right. I think her star power is greater than.
That's what I mean.
Star power alone, yes, absolutely, so absolutely greater.
At Sasha Banks' peak, T-Donk, was she not one of the biggest stars in all of wrestling?
Oh, she was, dude. When she came out, legit boss and all that, absolutely. But if you're talking right now, present day, I think I agree with HK. I think Charlotte is kind of like on the fence, but definitely Bailey, and for sure Becky. Becky became a fucking megastar.
Yes, Becky, and now you can say before she got hurt, probably Rhea is probably.
Oh, Rhea's like the class after that. Like she's and, in a fu- but she's on a whole nother fucking stratosphere.
Right. You might even say Bianca Belair and Jade are probably at this point.
I would say Bianca more than Jade, but Jade is definitely skyrocketing in the right direction.
But let me ask you this, though, and just in terms of where they've been and what they've done and going to a new place, both of them are now Adam Copeland and Sasha Banks, or Monique? What was it? What's her first name?
Monique.
Mercedes Monet are challenging for the air quote secondary championships. Does that surprise you at all? Or not challenging, one of them has it. And the other one is challenging for it. Does that surprise you guys at all?
I mean,
like, this isn't an ECW TV championship, world championship being almost as equal. Like, to me, like, TNT and TBS championships by name alone are secondary to the world championship.
I mean, it would mean more if they were the only titles, like the women's division, yeah, because it's like the only other title, right? I mean, but like
the men's is the same.
No, the men's, they have like 45 different.
Oh God, you're right. Okay, you're right. Yeah.
Would you put like, just I mean, to your the star power point, would you put Asuka above?
Above Sasha, no.
Okay.
That's a great question, but I think I agree with Kevin on that one.
And her run in NXT was incredible, and mm-hmm. she did win the Rumble in 2018.
And she's still a big star. She's and still she's, in like prominent, yeah. like, you know, prominently featured.
But she's more of a role player now as opposed to – Damage Control is big business.
Oh, Damage Control is incredible.
Sasha Banks pun right there. Asuka's still big business, but she's a part of a tag team now with what the fuck's her name?
Kairi Sane,
the pirate. And
Io Sky's amazing too. She doesn't have the star attention yet that Sasha had, but right. they're all like great talents. They really are.
Right. And since we're on the building somebody up doesn't mean we're diminishing anybody else. We're just sorry, HK. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, I was going to say, as we're on the ladies wrestling topic, I want to go to the chat here. Grim Fan asks, who's your pick for the new women's champion tonight?
That's the Raw women's title? Is that, who's in that? Is that Liv and Nia? Who is that?
It's like a battle royal, I think,
isn't it?
Battle
royal, yeah.
Oh, for the belt?
Yep.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. No more tournaments.
I got to go Liv then, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's the obvious choice, right?
Yes.
It's either Liv or Nia. Nia kind of fell off the radar for a little bit after her tremendous second run, and they tried to build her back up last week with a nice little promo in the backski.
So who else is in it? Is Jade in it? Is Bianca in it? Like, what
no,
are we doing?
I think it's just the Raw belt, so it's got to be just Raw people. I'm sure Chelsea's in it. I'm sure Tegan Knox, Natty, like
any NXT ladies in there, or
maybe probably Johnny Gargano's wife, Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell, probably.
Don't be ridiculous. They don't got a shot.
No, but
I'm not saying they have a shot. I'm not saying they have a shot. I'm saying they'll be in it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. All right. We're cool. We're cool. Yeah. Everybody be cool.
What's Fonzie?
If you're, hey.
Fonzie's cool.
Carlito's cool.
I think we might have a guest here, guys.
Oh, baby.
Well, speaking of cool and speaking of women's wrestling.
Right on cue. That was perfect.
Are you ready? Is she ready?
I'm wondering. I think maybe she's
maybe doing a little adjustment.
Yeah.
Maybe tweaking some things.
She's smiling. She hears us.
Hand over the camera. Is she ready? Is she ready? Bring her in. Wink.
Yes.
Wink if you want in.
Oh, come on. Stop with the winking nonsense already.
Hello.
Misa Kate.
It's me. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with my volume.
I think you're good.
Oh, okay. I fixed it. Ha ha. Technology. I'm learning, guys. Hi. Hello. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Oh, yes. Okay. We're good. We're good to go. How's it going? What did I miss? Fill me in.
Oh, you missed a lot. You missed a minute. You missed a lot.
You missed hand job corner. That was early. Yeah.
That's how you get a guest to leave right away.
Welcome to the Wizards.
KJG.
Wonderful.
Yeah. How are you?
Good. Not too shabby. I'm still learning, apparently, East Coast and Central time. So, but yeah, other than that, I think I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. So you're on, I did adjust too. I'm in Central time and I'm in Minnesota. So like it took me a little bit to be like, all right, when again, it's only a fucking hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think you'd be like, oh no, I got it. It's an hour. No, not a fucking chance.
Yeah. And then it's like, there's places in Indiana too, which Chicago's not that far from Indiana, like hour give or take. Right. I think once you hit like the hour and a half mark, if I'm not mistaken, they're now an hour ahead. So I've had bookings where I didn't realize they're on Eastern time.
Have you missed a booking because of?
I haven't missed one, okay. But I definitely showed up a little later than I should have. Just a little. So there's that. But yeah, my bad. I'm learning. Yeah. I gotta learn to read. You know, Chicago Public School. They only teach you so much.
I understand. So what? Oh, go ahead, KJG.
No, you first, man. Because I actually want to get
So I've had the pleasure of being on I think two cards with you before, Grand Slam and the Steel Domain Super Show.
Yes.
Both nights, phenomenal. Steel Domain Super Show, you guys had a phenomenal match.
Thank you.
What have you been up to since then? Where have you been? I know you're busy.
Just a smidgen. It's not a bad thing though, right?
Not at all.
So recently, the past month and a half, we'll say, maybe a little bit more, it's been a little hectic, in a good way. I don't say that in a bad way, but some of you might have been watching some Missomania videos. So I was in Philadelphia. Myself, my agent Jordan, Taz, my MMA trainer, Nene, Carla, who are also my trainers / whatever you want to call them. But yeah, they... Yeah, so Carla unfortunately wasn't able to make it because Nene just had to like lock her outside and she missed her flight. So so that was really fun. So I was in Philly for a week and then from Philly came home for 2 days and then left to Tampa right away. So I got home just to pretty much do laundry and do a couple, you know, chores and then left and did some NWA tapings and flew in from Tampa, went straight to Second Wrestling and... That was not yesterday Sunday, but last Sunday. So I've been home since.
Did you grab a championship there at Second Wrestling?
I have the Second Wrestling Championship, actually. I am. It's an intergender title. So I wrestle both men and women. I was in a fatal four-way against Billy Starks. Why am I blanking right now? I could picture her face. Billy Starks, Heather Monroe, and Layla Gray. And let's just say, you know, I still retain the championship, so it doesn't really matter who technically won or lost. I still have the championship, so
this Sunday you have there's a seminar with Chavo Guerrero. Is that correct?
Yeah, look at you guys. I appreciate you make my job so much easier.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I have a seminar with Chavo Guerrero. I'm very excited. I've been in contact with him here and there. I think the first time I met him was when I was doing extra work for AEW, like when AEW first came around, one of the first All Outs or something like that. And I was helping out, being one of the people and keeping everybody in check in line, you know. So I met him that way. And then ever since, like, we just kind of would see each other here and there. And I would try to pick his brain a little bit more each time. And Russell Khan finally picked his brain even more. And I was like, hey, if you're ever in Chicago, let me know. I know I'm interested in the seminar, and I'm sure I know some people that are also interested. And he's coming here to do Comic-Con. So if you're in town, if somebody's coming in to do Comic-Con, definitely check it out. Go see Chavo. Tell him I told you to go say hi. But yeah, go check it out. And then he'll be at the seminar with us this coming Sunday. I'm very excited.
Yeah, that's at the Galley Training Facility, 420
yes.
North York Street, Elmhurst, Illinois. Let me ask you this, though. Was Chavo someone that you had in mind? Or was this just something like that just happened like kind of organically? Or...
So I'm a wrestling nerd. I do believe there's something to learn from everybody. I definitely can. Yes, Chavo is somebody that's always been like, I want to learn from him. He's been around for, you know, forever. He's grown up in the business. And on top of that, he's expanded beyond the business. He is now a stunt coordinator and stuff like that. And that's something I've always been interested in. Well, stunt work. I don't know about coordinator, but one day. But yeah, so it's just, it's really neat to me when you have somebody who's not only been in this business as long as they have all the knowledge that they have, but now they've gone beyond that. So yeah, and that's something that I feel like every wrestler should do, because unfortunately as much as our hearts and our brains want to do this forever, our bodies can't. Right. So I think that's always a smart avenue to learn, other avenues, I guess.
Is this the first or how many like seminars do you typically
so
do? And what goes through your head when you pick the person that you want to do it?
I am picky. So as of last year, maybe summer, my former trainer retired, and with that he left a school to me, so now I am one of the Galley trainers. No pressure, but I mean, I'm the women's champion, the first and longest reigning. Roman Reigns ain't got nothing on me, just saying. I think I'm doing okay. So I've been, because of my travel and because, again, good things, stuff has picked up for me a lot in wrestling. I haven't really advertised it or talked about it as much as I would like to, because I am very big on, hey, if I can't guarantee something to somebody, I don't want to advertise that, right? So I don't want to advertise, hey, we got training these days, and then, oh, actually I can't, oh, actually, you know. Because so for the past a little under a year, I've been a trainer, and now moving forward, this Chavo Guerrero seminar is actually catapulting I would say a school where I am going to have additional trainers that will be we will talk about in the future. I'm not going to spoil it here. But there will be future other trainers helping me. So that way, if there is a day that I'm like, hey, I got tapings, or I got to go do this, or I got somebody that I can trust on top of that knows what they're talking about. Like, hey, I got you. And on top of these are trainers that I can also learn from. So going back to your question, as you could tell, I'm very particular. So yes, when it comes to the seminars, 100%, I've helped organize other seminars when I wasn't the trainer. One was Ricky Marvin. I was trying to get one with Mike Bennett, because of certain reasons like calendar, you know, all that fun stuff. Whatever, life happens. So eventually Mike Bennett's another one I want to have in the future. I've done one of his seminars and just picked his brain since. And yeah, I'm very particular. I think there are a lot of people that might get neglected a little bit that aren't, we'll say, indie darlings, which again is not a shot at those that are doing seminars. But I do feel like there's so much more, and there's so many other people that we could learn from. And I guess that's where my brain goes. I was like, okay, how can I bring that into my school? And selfishly, I'm learning just as much as the people that I'm training. So.
And you mentioned Mike Bennett, who's been on, who's been a guest on this show a few times, who one of my favorite people, one of the nicest dudes.
My wrestling dad. Yeah. I've adopted him and Maria as my wrestling parents. They don't have a choice.
You couldn't pick a better pair of parents. You couldn't pick parents, like, if you had the choice. Is there anybody else in the business that you kind of admire or, like, go to for advice, just to, like, be better as a person, as a wrestler, as a fighter? Like, who do you go to?
Good question. Well, Mike and Maria are definitely two people, I would say, because, you know, they have, they're one unit, but I like that they still have different mindsets about certain things. So maybe something that's not clicking for me the way that one's telling me, the other one will say, and I'm like, ah, gotcha. Or one way will work better for me, whatever. So those are two people. Victoria, Lisa Marie, lovely. I love her to death. Anytime I see her, I try to pick her brain about stuff. Somebody that I just recently spoke with at Squared Circle Expo, who was sitting right next to me, is Miss Deborah. And that was very, very fun conversation and very honest, and I appreciate her a lot for it. I know they always say, like, oh, reach out whenever, and I feel like I'm bothering people, so I'm trying to, you know, ease my way into stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I guess in wrestling, there's those people, but then I also have a circle of my own outside of wrestling. And I feel like that's just as important as having people inside of wrestling, because they have the outside perspective. It's very easy when you're in this business to constantly think one way, and you're kind of not purposely, but, you know, as a fan, your brain kind of shrinks a little bit and it gets a little bit more tunnel vision, especially me. So having friends and family outside of wrestling that I know I could go to, that I could trust, that aren't going to BS me. Talking with them, I guess that is just as valuable to me as people that have been in the business just as long.
So you mentioned your NWA tapings that you've just done recently. Yeah. What has the vibe been in NWA since the whole CW merger? Not merger, that's silly. relationship.
It's okay. There's a lot of mergers going on. You're good. Yeah. You're good, man.
How has that benefited the locker room and morale and anything going on in NWA?
I feel like the locker room's gotten slightly smaller. So I feel like Billy now is, and not in a bad way, but Billy now as an owner is like, all right, we have something cool here. Now let's see what we can do. And he looks at the talent that he has, and I think he wants us to do our best. And now that it is on something like the CW app, it's more of like, all right, let's go there. Let's get this. So yeah, it's definitely a really cool opportunity. It's a fun opportunity. It's still like, I still learn lessons every day there. Or every time I'm there, not every day, but anytime that I am there. So yeah, overall, like, I can't complain. It's been a really cool change. I will say the only complaint, though, is I do feel bad that there are fans overseas. I just found out that you can't, it's only the CW app is only within the US. Yep. So I was like, damn. So I don't know if they're going to start putting stuff up on YouTube, or we can figure out a way to expand that. But either way, still, there's still different eyes on us. As soon as you, correct me if I'm wrong, but as soon as you go on the app, there's the NWA logo. So you can't not look.
It's definitely visible for sure. And HK, I'll let you go in 1 second. I just have one more question because my mind is on fire right now.
I love it. Let's go.
Yeah, so this might be a little bit above like your realm of knowledge, but with NXT going to the CW actual network, is there any talk about how that can affect NWA, or is it going to be business as usual for you, do you think?
I don't know. I think for us, it'll be business as usual. It hasn't been mentioned or anything. If anything, I think it will bring more eyes to our product. So I don't see any harm coming from it, because again, and this is where, as a kid who didn't really have cable growing up, anytime I came across wrestling, I would watch it. Or so when Blockbuster was a thing, I know we're going back now. Blockbuster.
We're probably older than you. We remember Blockbuster.
No, but for the kiddies that don't know that are watching this, we used to physically have to go into a store and rent a video and then return it like a book. If you guys even, I'm not explaining a library process if you know what a library is, but
do you not know the Dewey Decimal System?
Bro, that was so annoying to learn. I was like, I don't care about this. I was like, it says it alphabetically. Cool, I'm done. Anyway, totally sidetracked. You're bringing back trauma here. You're bringing back trauma. But no, so yeah, so just going back to when I was a kid going to Blockbuster, I was a fan of Raw and SmackDown. So what I would do is just any WWE or anything, even TNA. That's how I found out what TNA was, because I was a Jeff Hardy fan. And when he went to TNA, they had this Jeff Hardy TNA special DVD for him. And I was like, I like Jeff Hardy. What's this? So it, even though it was like you physically had to go there, now it's even easier because you're just on your phone and you just see another wrestling content, whatever it is. And I feel like it'll just bring more eyes to us. So I'm not worried about it.
In an NWA like taping session, how many weeks of shows are you guys doing in one session?
Good question, and I don't know for sure, but I will say we have at least in a day minimum 13 to 15 matches.
Okay, is that
so? And are you given performing? I think there's four on a show, right? If I'm not mistaken, four or five.
Yeah.
So I'm a wrestler, I'm not here to do math, but so somebody get a calculator out, you could figure it out that way, but yeah, so if we, an example, in Tampa, we had 2 days of tapings, and we had between 13 to 15. So I think that alone's like at least 2 months. I want to say, yeah, because we go to tapings, I'd say, every other month. So okay. Maybe about 2 months.
And now are you're wrestling multiple times during these sessions then, correct?
Yes, there's some times where I'll do 2-a-days. Recently, I only did one each day. But there, I remember there was one weekend where I think I had, it was like a three taping day. Okay. And I had two days and then one day. So that was really fun.
So, and this is in front of the same audience, correct? During one session?
I feel like they change it. I feel like there are some times where they'll be like, oh, here are tickets for the first show. Here are tickets for the second show. If there's more than one show in one day, right? Gotcha. So we'll say how I was on I had two matches in one day. I think they would consider that two shows. I could be mistaken though. Don't quote me. I just do what I'm told. But yeah, so I think, but there are sometimes, I know in the past they have done morning show, night show. You get a combo, or, you know, now it's like if they just have like the two set of tapings like Tampa, I think maybe that there's something there. So, okay.
Yeah. And I guess in my head, I'm just wondering, like, if you're performing, you know, multiple times in front of maybe the same people in the same day, what kind of challenges are you looking at in making sure that you're still captivating that same audience?
I like the questions here. It's very interesting because there are some times with NWA, especially with me and my character, I play between, I'm a tweener, we'll say. I don't know if I'm going to be a baby face or a heel this time because, you know, miss is miss, all right? So, see, some people get it. Some people get it. But, yeah, so I think, fortunately, with my character, I have more free reign. And I get to be a little bit more eccentric and goofy and stuff like that, or serious if I want. And again, I think when you have different, when you're going on somebody different in the morning than you are at night, I think that helps a lot too, because now you're just seeing a different dynamic. And if anything, sometimes I feel like it helps because now they saw you during the day. So now when they come back at night or the next day or whatever, it's like you either saw me and you saw something and you liked it, so now you kind of know what to expect a little bit, or there was something enough that intrigued you to come the next day.
Gotcha. gotcha. And now I'm scrolling through your Twitter. You're a little bit of a basketball player, are you?
Yeah, see, you stole my thunder. I was going to go with the sports route. Literally.
I been known to shoot a little bit here and there. I gotta watch I say that I'm from Chicago. I was a bench warmer. I hated learning plays for basketball. I played soccer more than anything. If anything for basketball, I played like street ball. You know, you go with your friends, you find a hoop in an alley, you just play like 4-on-4 or 5, whatever. That I got because there were no plays. It was just kind of like you're just, you know, pushing each other around and it's like.
Set a pick, move on.
Exactly. So, yeah, when it came to the plays, man, I was like. And again, because the reason why I started playing basketball, like I played in high school a little bit. It was because I like street ball. So I was like, oh, I could do this. I could freaking play in a team. And I got there and I was just like. Wait, there's directions? I was like, what? So that was a little rough. That was a little bit of a shocker to me. But yeah, no, I like to, that was my thing. I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to be good at the, I was smart enough to recognize, like, I don't want to learn the play. So I'll be the chick outside shooting threes if I can. So that was my thing. Even though I was a bench warmer, I was still, that was my, before and after practice, I would try to get there. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie, that video was on the third try. But still, I haven't shot a basket in, 5, 6 years, something like that. And on top of that, I used to go with my stepdad. We used to shoot ball at the gym that we're at. So him and I would, like, mess around and stuff. But, yeah, so, yeah, I'm a Jill of all trades.
that's so funny that you mentioned like the X's and O's. Like when I like basketball was like the only sport that I was ever like okay at. It's like it wasn't good enough to play, but like once like started like making like designs,
we should start a bench warmers team.
Yeah, when someone put like one of these in like front of me, was just going like this, like do that. Yep. I'm like, what? I'm setting a pick and then I'm gonna get my guy open.
I got that. Tell me to set a pick. I got that. Box somebody out. Cool. What are you calling? Yeah. Freaking. Doberman and freaking fish tank and like for these plays, I'm like, I'm not gonna remember this. I'm like, this is stupid.
So, all right, we're on the sports conversation now. I do want to mention because like HK just said, he was going through your social media. Obviously, we like to do that before we have a guest on, and I noticed there was a picture, maybe in a Halloween costume, of you in a Chicago Blackhawks jersey. Now, are you a hockey fan or are you just supporting your town?
So I'm not going to lie, since I started wrestling, like training and all that stuff, I have neglected my sports and it's very sad. So, but no, I'm a Chicago fan through and through. And because my stepdad's from the East Coast, he's from Boston, I have to also be a Boston. No. Yeah, a little bit. No. So Chicago's always first. We got Bulls, Hawks, Cubs over Sox, 100%. And yeah, and then it also has to be because I know Bruins and Celtics got playoffs going on right now. Or no, not Bruins, but you know what I'm trying to say.
No, they both do. You're right.
Oh, they do? Okay, I was right. I knew that. So it's like, yeah, I have to be a fifth, but Chicago's always first. But yes, the Blackhawks hoodie that you saw me, or I'm sorry, it was a Crawford jersey that you saw me in.
Yeah.
That was, I did a match in St. Louis. So, you know.
Oh, the Blues Blackhawks.
Yeah.
For sure.
And there might have been the Blues player that came out. I'm not going to lie. Mr. Blue was there during my match, and he got into it with Frank the Clown. So that was pretty entertaining. So.
Who's the Blues player?
No, the Blues mascot. I'm sorry.
Oh, the mascot. Okay. So like I was a front runner Chicago Bulls fan back in the day just because I rooted everyone winning. So like I love, like, were you able to witness any of those great Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, type stuff, or did you?
So I was born in 95.
Oh, okay, so there we go.
So I was born into greatness. I was also born on the 23rd.
Oh, 2-3.
Yeah, 23. So it's not a gimmick. Like, everyone's like, oh, she's copying. No, I was born for greatness, man. And I was on Thanksgiving. Be thankful. So. everything's going for me right now. But yeah, so no, I am definitely, I wasn't there to witness, but I, like everybody else, watched Netflix, the Jordan series and yeah. stuff like that.
And, Last Dance or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was there during that when I got really deep into it was I was there when it was, Rose, freaking, Boozer, freaking Hot Sauce, freaking, I can't think of, Williams? I'm sorry. Noah.
No, not Tracy Williams. Come on.
Tracy Williams. But no, when we, when Derrick Rose first came to the Bulls, and we had like a dream team and we almost made it a couple times. That's when I was like getting into basketball and then that happened. I got a D Rose jersey. So I always like to say he copied me with my knees. I tore both my ACLs. So he had to copy me, of course. but yeah, so that was kind of the era that I watched the basketball. And then I started wrestling after they're picking the team apart. And I think that was God's way of telling me, I don't watch this anymore. Yeah, don't watch it anymore. Yeah.
So I'm a New Jersey Devils fan, so both of our teams are not in the playoffs right now. So we are in company, in misery. You said you were born on Thanksgiving, so we you are thankful. We are thankful that you joined us tonight on this show.
Oh, I got to ask you real quick, Misa.
Yes, go for it.
Yes. I have held you guys up, so as long as you guys need me, I'm here.
No. We've got somebody who's watching on YouTube called Grim Fan, and they keep bothering us saying that they're your number one fan. Is this like a legit person?
Probably. I can okay. see that. Okay. I have a couple of those. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
they got a fight over me. It's funny.
Grim Fan knows that you had strep throat. How's that treating you?
How did people find this out?
Listen, this is all news to me.
Dude, people are...
See, this is why like I wanted to ask you because I didn't know if like if this is a legit fan or if we've got a creeper in the house or you know.
I don't know. I think he crossed that line a little bit because how did you know? But yes, I did. I've as far as to my knowledge, I never had strep throat, which is why I wasn't able to make it last week. And so I got it really bad last week, and on top of that. A couple other health concerns came during that week because, again, it takes a lot to take me out. So it can never just be one thing. It has to keep coming. And, yeah, so I did have strep. I unfortunately had to cancel my shows this past weekend because I'm a good person and I don't want to make other people contagious or make other people sick. Like, apparently somebody didn't care and they got me sick. So... But I'm like, I made it how many years I didn't have strep, so I think I did okay. It literally took me for pretty much not having sleep, being on multiple airplanes, and meeting multiple people to get strep throat, so I think I'm okay.
Well, I think I just started a fight in the chat because now everybody's calling Grim Fan a stalker.
Well, he's not the only creeper in the chat. Let's pull this one up right here.
Uh-oh, what we got?
This big old creep, Mike Peterson.
You gotta spend $1,000 to my PayPal right now, and I'll do it.
Mike, get on that.
$1,000, Mike.
Gotta sell a couple more doobies.
So I know you went down to Tampa. I know you were taping for NWA, and I don't want you to put anything out there that you shouldn't put out there. But I think it's been a while since Misa Kate had some gold in the NWA.
This is right. This is correct.
I mean, a little Kenzie Page in the future, maybe. Look, I love Kenzie Page. I think what she's been doing has been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe it's time for her to, you know, move on and move out the way. And
well, given, I think, the way that Missa has been evolving in NWA, because I feel like the NWA Missa is now slowly matching the Missa that others know. I think that might be a possibility now. So definitely I would say everyone listens to you guys over me. Right. So, I mean, I could do everything in my power, which is probably going to happen. But if you guys keep pushing for it, keep pushing for it. And given the set of tapings coming up, I think you guys are going to be pushing for it even more. So.
Nice.
forward to it.
Listen, I dig it. Look, I mean, it's great that you and Maddie were the NWA Women's Champions. Those belts, my goodness. You got to tell Billy to put some side plates on those things.
Dude, it's because they're legit. I'd call them antiques because they're that old. They're heavy. They're not a joke. They're small, but they're heavy. They're heavier than the freaking replica WWE belts.
Really?
Because it's real. It's real plate. It's real gold.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, and it, you best believe every time I was going through the security, and I will say, there's one story I'll share with you guys. One time I was going through, and it's cool, don't get me wrong. Like, I like talking to people sometimes, depending if I ate or not. And so, there's a particular time, it was a very early flight, so I've been known to kind of cut and be a little late for things and cut my time as close as possible. And going through TSA, of course the belt goes off. And now homie is sitting there talking to me. Oh, what do you do? What you getting? Cool. Yeah, we're NWA, watch it. All right. Yeah, I remember this one time I met Randy Orton. Hey, got it. He's just getting everybody around and I'm just like, yo, this is cool and all, but I got to get on a flight. Like, you know, the belt that you're holding, I got to go defend that. So can I have it back, please? But yeah, it was like stuff like that's cool. There's part of me that misses it. There's part of me that doesn't miss it. Because like I said, I would literally get checked almost every single time. And Maddie and I would message each other. Oh, you get through this time? Yep. Nope. So it'd be like, oh, we always have stories. And she had a similar story too. So it was funny. Or just like, yeah, guys, thanks. Gonna go do my job now.
So wait, let me ask you this. This is a general question for like carry on and check bags. Do you guys not check bags ever?
I try not to. Because I don't trust these airports losing it. The gear, yep. So rule of thumb as a wrestler, and if you are looking to become a wrestler or new to wrestling, when you do start traveling, rule of thumb is always, always, always have your gear on you. Because there are some times where your carry-on, they will need to check it because there's no room, even though I'm like, bull crap, because you had enough room for my seat, which I know there's a space above me, but that's a whole different conversation. So... I've had some times where I would have to check it, and luckily I literally watch them physically put it on there, and it's like the kind where as soon as you walk off the plane, it's already there. I don't have to go to the baggage claim. So, but yes, to answer your question, you do want to check, you don't want to check your bag. You want to have I stuff my carry-on bag. This is my second suitcase now, knock on wood, but my first carry-on actually exploded from me stuffing it so much. The zipper broke and I had to, it was ghetto fabulous. Let me tell you the way that I wrapped this thing. I asked them, I was like, look, my zipper just broke. I got to get on this flight. Anything that you could give me, you got tape. They didn't have tape, but they had this weird saran wrap. I was like, all right, I guess this is what we're doing. Going through the airport, making sure stuff's not, it was an experience, guys. I need somebody to follow, not in the creepy way, Mr. Grimm, but like I need somebody to follow me around with a camera because I'm like, yeah, it's a trip, man.
So we have a series of questions that we ask all our guests.
Okay, let's go.
We're gonna start with the easy ones, right? So I want to ask you, how do you feel about winking? The wink. How do you feel about a little wink? You throwing a wink around every now and again?
I can do both. You know, some people can't wink. That's weird. But anyway, yeah. What about them?
Are you for it? You against it?
I'm always in for a little sarcastic, like, gotcha.
you do the sarcastic. Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
There you go. All right.
Now, let me ask you that. When you get home, right? Maybe you've been on the road, right? You get home. It's time for you to relax. When you're relaxing, are you wearing socks inside your home?
Yeah. I definitely, yeah, sometimes. It depends on if my feet are cold or not.
Okay.
Should probably kick out
fuzzy socks. They can't just be any kind of socks. They got to be fuzzy socks, though. I can't wear, like, the socks that I wear in my shoes, my gym shoes.
Right.
Because those are outside socks. My inside socks are the fuzzy socks, which are pretty much slippers.
Okay, so it's kind of like slippers.
Slippers. Okay, slippers are not necessarily socks. Like I say, if we take the temperature thing out of it, right, mm-hmm. it's a comfortable temperature for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still wearing socks inside your house?
No, I like being barefoot.
There it is.
No.
You weaseled your way into that.
Oh, motherfucker. She
is. Oh, language over here.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, like we've been good this whole interview, and like all of a sudden, jeez.
Yeah, he's trying to do it. And the last one, I'm gonna let Tony.
No, let me get one first before you do the bad one.
Oh, here we go. The bad one. The really? Bad. Way to tee me up there.
Have you ever... So Lance Archer was on the show. He was in Japan and had this. I don't know if you've ever been to Japan, but I'm just going to ask you in general because it's part of the tradition of this show. Have you ever eaten raw horse meat?
Horse meat? That's my knowledge.
Okay. Or any horse meat in general. Maybe not raw, maybe cooked.
I mean, not to my knowledge. God knows what's in our Chinese food and like other food. But like,
back here if you need me.
All right, that's it. That's the greatest answer we've ever
had. Yeah, but like in food in general. But yeah, it's just possibly without knowing, you know.
Well, Matt is not here with us tonight, so I have the privilege of asking his question that he asks each and every guest, male and female. When was the last time you shit your pants?
Oh, good question. So actually, it was after my 21st birthday. We'll say that. I can no longer have sangria. Too much acidity.
Were you at the restaurant when this happened, or was this later in the evening?
No, I got home, went to sleep, woke up, and had a run to the bathroom really quickly.
Did you make it?
Yeah, for the most part. It was like one of those where it was like, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh, I gotta go tinkle and go to the bathroom, and then you stand up. And it's like, oh my God, I have to tense everything right now or else I'm not going to make it. And my bathroom's upstairs too. So I made it upstairs. I'm a pretty, like I said, built for greatness.
Ever in the ring? Ever have it in the ring?
No, but I will say, and I think it's a girl thing. A lot of girls, we tinkle a lot by accident when we take big bumps. Yeah, so like if it's a hard suplex, body slam, it's always like the simple stuff too. If you like take me and freaking throw me into something, I'm fine. But it's simple, like it's still not simple. Like, yeah, you're still landing on your back, so I shouldn't say it like that. But if you're taking a suplex or a body slam, it's almost guaranteed. Like a Grim, there you go. You can be a creep now. When girls are taking suplexes and body slams, they're peeing if you're into that. So,
are you selling used gear?
So believe it or not, gross. But like, believe it or not, I am. But it is actually, if you guys are familiar with Captain's Corner, we have a specialized card. So it's a trading card that has my gear on it. I have never sold gear in my life before. There's been a couple times I've been tempted, but again, people are weird. And besides that fact, I don't like people having that satisfaction. But I also am very sentimental, and I like to keep my stuff. I'm also kind of a hoarder, so but there is one day, like I have a plan for when I retire. I want to have all of every single piece of gear that I've ever had made into one set of gear, because I don't physically make my gear, but I do draw everything out. Like right now I'm looking at a new piece of gear. You guys don't get to see it, but I am looking at a new piece of gear. It has to be a surprise, but now it's like you'll be looking for it. There you go, Grim. And so, but yeah, so I draw everything out and I have a lady that I send it to. She sends it back to me and I have a Cricut. So I kind of, which a Cricut, if you guys don't know, it's like it cuts out vinyl where I can iron stuff on my gear. So I do kind of make it. I just don't make the bones of it because then people like Grim would be very happy of me wrestling in it because it would fall apart very quickly.
I don't know if Grimm's going to be a fan anymore.
I think he's going to stick around. if Grim is there's a few people that I can think of who Grim might be, and he's gonna stick around. This isn't the worst. He's got a lot worse from me, so
he's got a Vegas Golden Knights thing on his avatar. So he might be from Vegas. I don't know if that's
Well, has he said anything as of late? Because maybe you're right.
He asked about you pitching out the first pitch at a Cubs game.
Oh yes, I did that.
How was that?
I threw a ball. I wasn't happy about that. It was my fault. I took my eye off the catcher, and I looked at it. There's a picture of me looking at the ball that I'm throwing. I'm like, it's a rookie mistake. I was so annoyed with myself because I was like, I know how to pitch. I played like 16 inch softball, stuff like that. And then I think 14 inch also, but never really competitive. It was more so like over the summer because I just like playing sports. So that, but pitching for the Cubs was really fun. I had a couple family members that didn't have faith in me, and they were like, you're not going to stand on home plate, right? I'm like, yeah, I am. And they're like, you're going to embarrass the family. I was like, all right, cool. Thanks, guys. And I threw it, and they could all suck it. They know who they are, too.
Awesome.
One of them was there, and they were surprised. They were like, oh, I didn't think you were going to do it. I was like, thank you, parents.
Terrible. I don't know if this helped at all, but Grimm says that Boz told them that you had strep throat.
Okay, so Grimm's from Chicago.
Oh, there it is. Less creepy or more creepy?
Same.
About the same.
Is there ever really a less?
Very good point. Salient, if you will.
I'm sure Grimm's fine.
No.
Yeah, with a name like Grimm, yeah.
Always trustworthy.
Oh, 100%.
I will have to next show that we're both on. I'll get you a shirt, a wizard shirt.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, he won't hand it to you in a creepy way.
Today I'm wearing a good. Am I wearing this backwards?
No, please don't do that while you're on camera. Grim is watching.
Take it easy, Grim.
Take it easy.
My shirt's backwards. Oh my god, it totally is. No way.
You're wearing your shirt backwards right now.
That's why. My bad. It's on the bottom. I'm looking for the freaking logo. Good note.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, there's no way I put this on, but it's very possible. but yeah, I'm wearing Good Note right now. So, do you guys know Good Note? Have you heard of them?
Can't. We're not going to all answer at once because none of us probably know what that is.
Okay. So, Good Note is the name of the brand. They make really cool tie dye stuff. They're really cool guys. They're here in the Midwest. So, definitely check them out. I should say it's mainly he, but he has a team also. But yeah. So always somebody, I think they're always looking, they collaborated with somebody before. I don't know if we're going to have one in the future. If not, that's okay. I like their stuff. But yeah, definitely talk to them. Maybe you guys could do some like tie-dye wizardry stuff, you know?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm in.
Speaking of wizardry, now I'm going to ask you guys. I'm turning the tables here a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Ready? Are you guys Harry Potter fans? No. Wow.
I mean, I've been to the Wizard World in Universal.
I did a book report on Harry Potter for Honors British Literature in high school.
Okay.
It started as a joke, but then like the teacher actually said, no, if you're going to write a report on Harry Potter, do it. And I did it.
So okay.
The first
How'd that
book,
go?
I got an A.
Okay. That's nice. I wish you were around when I was in school. So I would have paid you to do my homework.
No, I was a fucking awful student. I just got lucky on that one.
Oh, okay. Dude, I hate it. Like, I was one of those kids that did just enough to pass because I was like, I'm going to play sports. I'm going to wrestle. What do I need this? And then at some point, I was like, oh, I kind of want to be a physical therapist. So I tried going to school a little bit and I was like, oh, I got to get my GPA up really quick. And I did it. The quarantine hit. And then now I have associates. Anyway, Harry Potter, back on Harry Potter. So. You guys, I'm not a fanatic in the sense where I've read the books because I know people get on me about that. But have you guys at least seen the movies or you guys just went to the amusement park, which is really cool. I've had the Butterbeer, which is pretty decent.
I know. Oh, Butterbeer is amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. I've got like 20 of those mugs upstairs on the,
nice.
The display cases. Yeah, I couldn't believe how many of them I had. We had a ton of them in the attic. I know Snape killed Dumbledore. And I know Ron Weasley married, what's her name?
Hermione.
Yes.
Hermione.
And Harry married her little sister, his little sister.
Yeah. Nobody thought that was weird, but that's okay.
I mean, look, all I know from Harry Potter is the stuff that I learned from listening to Kevin Smith's podcast about Harry Potter.
Okay.
Just remember, forgeticus. That's all.
Oh, boy. Well, if you guys are bored and want to be entertained, I definitely suggest looking up Potter Puppets. And you guys are either going to love this or hate this.
Okay. All right.
Now I do like puppets. Something.
Potter Puppets.
All right. Well, I want to know each and everyone's reaction after watching this, because I showed my friends this. This is something that I found growing up. It was just like, you know, when YouTube was a thing and people were just doing random crap on YouTube. This was one of those things. And yes, you know this?
No, I'm watching it right now. The mysterious ticking noise.
Yeah.
All right, this might be something in my wheelhouse.
It's just because it's so freaking ridiculous. It's amazing. I love it.
It really
you got to hear it though. If you can't hear it, it's not the same effect.
No, wizard swears. There's a bunch of them here. Oh my god.
But yes, in your free time. And you're either going to hate me and say you just wasted like 3 minutes of your life. But honestly, that's funny to me because I love the Potter puppets. So.
AJG likes Kermit puppets.
I've never seen that one.
All right. So that's a terribly delivered inside joke.
Okay.
I do like the Muppets, but I don't like the Kermit that he's referring to because it's brutal. And don't ever look for it ever.
I gotta know now.
No, I can't do that to you.
It's not like I'm
handsome Kevin. Was that on Omegle?
I remember that crap. Oh boy, I remember Omegle.
Why don't you smile?
I know where this is going. I got you. I know where this is going.
Yeah. See, like, yeah, I don't want you to think less of us, but these are the kind of things that entertain us because we're idiots.
Again, mind you, I grew up with guys. Hence why I'm the way I am. So yes, that stuff is, yes, I know it. Is it called? I thought it was Omegle this whole time. I was calling
whatever.
Omegle.
I don't, it's from okay. What I just learned that it doesn't exist anymore tonight. So
it's actually pronounced really? Oatmeal.
Throat meal?
All right, come on.
That's a different show.
Well,
oh, right. So
back
bad.
Here if you need me.
Music K, this has been awesome. You're super fun.
Oh, my God, yes. Before it goes completely off the rails.
Great sport.
That's okay. I know. Like, I still want to keep my job. Talk to me in, like, 30 years when I retire, and we'll have a whole different conversation.
So we don't want to just ask, like, the general, like, who's your favorite wrestler? Like,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. No, but you guys are fun.
We're off the beaten path when it comes to our questions.
No, I appreciate that.
Of course, MissyKBookings@gmail.com, Linktree, MissyK23 on Instagram, on Twitter. Follow her. The seminar with Chavo Guerrero coming up this Sunday. $40, easy money to learn from Chavo. Come on now. Who I may or may not love. So we'll see.
Oh, are you coming up this way? Are you coming up this way in August for NWA 76, 77, whatever the next anniversary show is?
At the ECW Arena, 2300?
Yes.
Possibly.
Oh, that's cool.
I've been there like to do signings. I've yet to do one for a show. I almost did it. I almost wrestled there for Icons in December, and then it just fell through. So maybe in the future. But yeah, if you bother, even if it's not NWA, like just bother them at Icons and at Battleground also, because I'd love to wrestle there. I'd love to be up there. East Coast is becoming like a new home in a way, which I'm like, of course, my stepdad's from there, so it's always kind of been like home. And I'm like, it feels like they're my people. You guys get me out there. We could talk. We speak a certain language a lot of people don't understand. So I appreciate that.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, thank you very much, Missy Kate. This was an absolute pleasure. So much fun. Anytime you want to come back, shoot the shit about anything. You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Of course, I'll be back. And hopefully I'll know Eastern time from Central time next time. So
yeah, feel better. It sounds like your strep got better, though. So
yeah, no, it's a lot better. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks, Grim. Thanks for checking on me.
All right.
It's okay. Be well. Have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too. See you guys.
Awesome.
Oh, big handsome Kevin.
No, it's me. Hey, babe.
BHK.
She was awesome. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Dude, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of fun.
Talked about a lot of stuff. It was good.
And hey, it's 9 o'clock.
No, you want to do a commercial break and then wrap up, or are we just gonna go? We just gonna battle through.
Everybody knows all the shows of the Shining Wizards Network. If you don't know them by now, come on, people.
I just like the song, really.
Oh, dum 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 dum. That one.
I don't have to pee.
Oh, you like dum 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 dum. Why do you want to run the commercials and then come back and then just leave right away?
It's fucking fine.
Back after this. Back.
By the way, April 29th, next week, Dave Penzer joins us. The week after that, of course, Kate the Great coming back. Ruby Reyes is coming back on the 6th. May 13th, Thibodeau. May 20th, Handjob Kyle's coming back. And May 27th, Thibodeau for another appearance.
Thibodeau.
I guess the only other thing that we need to talk about is pay-per-view overall. KJG still in the lead, 67-11. He went 7-3 on TNA and 11-1 at AEW. I am still one back at 66-12. I went 6-4 TNA, 12-0 for AEW. Brendan 65-13 in third, 6-4 TNA, also 12-0 AEW. Matt, fourth place, 61-17, 6-4 TNA, 10-2 AEW. And pulling up the rear, Handsome Kevin, 16-18, 7-3 TNA, 9-3 AEW. And I guess that was the picks. I do want to see Hammerstone and Alexander, by the way.
That match was fucking bonkers, dude.
I can only imagine. That's one thing I really got to go back and find.
So I would recommend watching that match. I would recommend watching, believe it or not, I'm not just saying this because he's my guy, the tag match, Myers and Edwards versus Speedball Mountain. Fucking incredible. A lot of returns. Our boy Santana.
Yes.
In TNA. Sammy Callahan back in TNA. And then Matt Hardy. Yes. Back in TNA for the time being. He's not signed, but he's there. I don't know what Santana's deal is. I don't know what Callahan's deal is. I believe he's working with both MLW and TNA at this point. And Full Metal Mayhem, Frankie Kazarian, Eric Young, great match. Even the stuff on the pre-show was really good. Spitfire, Jordan Grace. So the Jordan Grace match, the title match, a lot of bells and whistles. They kind of like, to me, seem like it. Like the immediate comparison was the main event with Cody and Roman. A lot of interference, a lot of this and that. Sami Callihan comes back, lights out, this and that. So good stuff. Go out of your way to watch Rebellion. Go out of your way to watch Dynasty, SmackDown. The new Bloodline regime is in full effect. Tiffany Stratton makes a statement at the end of a great women's title match. Lots of great stuff going on in professional wrestling right now. Watch it all and enjoy it, because that's what we like to talk about here.
So I got to tell you guys, I was on the road on Saturday, completely forgot about picks. Completely forgot about it. I was driving and I looked at my wife and I said, "Hey, you want to do me a favor and look up the match card?" So she looked up.
Said, "How long do I have to change it?"
And I said, "No, I was talking about the AEW picks.
Okay.
Those ones I was thinking about changing." And then I said, "Okay, just pick them. Just pick them."
Oh wait, so your wife made
Wife made the picks. Yep.
Your TNA picks. What was his record on TNA?
7-3.
Not bad.
Not at all.
Not
she goes,
bad, Molly.
She goes, "If you win, I want credit." And I'll give credit where it's due. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious. When, you know what? It's fine. I got him in as we got to the venue. As we were getting to the venue, so at that point I had to kind of get into show mode, so I wasn't kind of stopping to look up and do research on picks. But yeah, I was pretty happy with it. I'll take a 7-3.
And you know what? The one thing that killed me is I took Hammerstone for the TNA pay-per-view and Kevin took Josh Alexander, but then he wound up taking Hook and I took Jericho. So that was the flip-flop there.
And those are two crazy matches, because like to me they both kind of seemed obvious.
Yeah.
Like to me, like in my direction, like I thought Hook, there's no way Jericho's beating Hook. But
no,
like,
you see, I thought there's no way Jericho's not beating him. I thought there's no way Hammerstone loses, because they got to start building him up, you know?
But I feel like they've done a great job with Hammerstone so far, where like now he's been the beast, and now Josh Alexander has to because this isn't the first time they fought. Like they've had
this is number three. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I feel like Josh Alexander had to win that match. So that's why I felt that was obvious. In hindsight, I do kind of wish I had the Jericho one back a little bit because like you'd like to just when you'd like to think that Jericho is like doing like all he can, and who knows, maybe this ends up making Hook better. But like you would think, all right, Jericho, 55-year-old, whatever he is, Hook's gotta win. But now that Jericho holding the FTW championship, which is still mind-boggling how that's a thing, and now Taz is kind of like involvement with the brokerage of the meeting on Dynamite and his involvement in this, and Jericho like resorting to heel tactics, even though it's FTW rules, and apologizing after.
Brother. Like,
it was a good story that they're telling. Even though it's been a disaster up to it, this match kind of was okay with me.
So. We're taking this back to Brooklyn, brother. Red Hook rules, brother.
Oh, aren't they? Aren't they going to
Arthur's ass.
It was a fucking double T back.
Let me write that down. Arthur's ass.
Arthur Ashe is not the easiest thing to say.
No, I don't think they're doing Arthur Ashe this year. I think they moved it somewhere else.
No, they're doing UBS.
Yes.
But they are doing, I think UBS. They are still doing, I do think they're still doing Arthur Ashe. I do think they're still doing that at some point.
Interesting. Arthur Ashe was canceled. There you go.
Oh, whoops.
And stop picking on Grim Fan in the chat, people. Knock it off.
Let the man live.
Yeah, let the guy enjoy himself. Here. Yeah, come on now. This is a safe space.
Yeah.
Hornets. Go look up Kermit on Omegle, people.
Tony can send it to you in the Discord.
Why don't you smile?
That might have been like the single worst moment of my life.
God, you dick song. I gotta find it now.
It was so amazing.
What went? Oh, my reaction?
Yes.
Why don't you smile? Kermit showing off his zooch? No, that's not it. That must be a different one.
No, Tony, all you have to do is open up the Discord. You sent it to me in the Discord.
Oh yes. Wait a minute. Good call. Now I got to open the Discord.
No problem. I got you. Babe.
Oh God, I don't want to, dude. I don't want to put this out there for everyone. What will people think of me?
Well, I mean, as long as you're not playing the video, I think you're okay.
Oh,
well,
Tony,
I mean, I wouldn't stream it, you know?
We would be remiss if we didn't talk about, like, your and I favorite topic of belts.
Yeah, we got new tag belts on both brands. Well, they're not branded anymore. We've got new World Tag Team titles and new WWE Tag Team titles. You know what, Hans? You know what, Kevin's? I kind of dig both of them. Not gonna lie, I do like both of them. I like how the belts, the WWE tag belts, are like a throwback to the old WWF tag belts. I do like that the new World tag belts kind of still have that. They kind of have that still like the round shape to them. You know what I'm saying? But they're both really cool in different ways, and I like the fact that they did that. You know,
so. Initially, I didn't like either of them, to be honest with you, but they're definitely upgrades from what, like, the fucking silver pennies that were on the ones before. But I feel like the SmackDown, while I appreciate the design and the throwback for them, there's not enough distinction in anything. Like, I can't see anything on them. Now, I've seen, like, the designs and the renders for the belts online. They look a lot better than the actual execution for me. I just maybe I'll have to look at them. I have to look at them again, but like, I just didn't think, like, I can't see anything. I understand not wanting to have too much color in the belts. Like, why couldn't you bring back like the SmackDown that we were talking about earlier? The SmackDown belts in the era of Edge and you know, Hogan, they're the world's greatest tag team, or Eddie Guerrero and Mysterio with like a little bit of the blue hint.
See, like, and I think that the belts they revealed on SmackDown are fucking amazing. I think they might be my favorite tag belts that they've done since like 90, you know, early 90s. I think they're amazing.
Even those belts had like red in like the lettering. Like this is just straight like black and gold. And granted, Tony, did the Winged Eagle belt have any sort of other coloration other than, but that was predominantly gold with not a lot of black in the middle. But they didn't have any predominant coloring.
There were variations. There's a dual-plated version that was like one of the originals. I think the one that Hogan had, I think the one Savage had. It had like a little bit of like the silver plating within the gold, and then eventually they went to like all gold versions. There's subtle differences in the Winged Eagles over the years. Like you look at the one Bret Hart has, the leather is really big around the top of the belt. So like there's all little different variations. Every time they switched it up, they did little differences.
I'm just talking about the world title belt that they unveiled on Raw. There's color in the plate. There's a little bit of red, I believe, in the globe in the WWE. On the actual plate, there's color there. There's no color in the SmackDown belts, where I wish they would have at least hinted that these belong to SmackDown a little bit. Like maybe a little bit of blue. I'm not saying that the strap has to be blue. I'm not saying the glow, the WWE in the middle has to be blue. I'm just saying, just give me a little accent. The little accent on the belts is all.
No, I get it. A little bit of color, but I don't think they would go blue because I think these belts can float now. They don't want to. Because remember how stupid it was? Like, if the tag team champions got flip flopped and they would just hand the belts over to each other? It was kind of like, ugh.
Oh, that, now we're getting into a whole different fucking can of bullshit. But no, the difference is the reason why they split them is that now they don't float.
Yeah. But no, but it's going to be world title and WWE titles. That's the difference. They're branding them the same way as the championships now.
Are they? Okay, I didn't know. Yeah. I thought they were still Raw. They're not calling them Raw, Smack. They're not.
No, no. So SmackDown. Everything that's on SmackDown now are WWE championships. Everything on Raw are world championships.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, because on Raw, that's the World Women's Championship.
And yep.
The World Championship. Okay, that makes sense. I didn't notice that. I didn't pick up on that.
Yep, that's yeah, and it makes sense because you don't want to keep that shit tied to brands anymore. Just it makes no sense from any kind of standpoint.
Last thing I want to touch on with you guys, you mentioned brands and everything. Read this morning, I believe, that the WWE has now trademarked a ton of new ECW things, including a new ECW logo. Which many people are thinking that it could be for a new moving to Netflix ECW style wrestling show. Are they doing ECW 3.0? Have you guys come across any of this yet?
Listen, I don't know, but I guarantee you there's one of the four wizards who's going to be over the moon about bringing ECW back.
I heard about them doing a whole lot of ECW new like content. But in terms of like historical and not new.
Okay.
So like A&E, I think, is doing a lot of ECW stuff coming up in the future. But oof.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman.
That is actually what within the story that I read, they did say that Paul Heyman is kind of leading the charge on the whole thing.
Well, I mean, so I'm like one of these like people like I never hated the until like it really went off the rails. WWE CW,
mm-hmm.
Like
greatest ECW of all time.
Yeah, I mean, come on, former a lot of great talent in that company. But like, if you want to use that name again, it has value. Like WCW to me still has value.
I've been saying that for so long. Like, why are we doing Raw and SmackDown? Why aren't we having Friday be a WCW show? Tuesday can be an ECW show, and Monday can be a WWE show. Rebrand the whole fucking thing.
I do feel like the ship has sailed for any sort of WCW kind of like. Actually, you know what? Now it's a complete. You know what? It's a completely different world now. There, so there might be a world where there is a WCW themed show. Yeah. There might be a world where there's a new ECW, but now at this point, God, like. You might be able to bring back like three original guys, like RVD, like Guido still works, Dreamer still works, Rhino still works. But then you will have to make it.
I don't want ECW back.
So we're old, right?
Oh yeah.
So like we get it in the we're looking at it through a different view of someone who may have never watched ECW ever. So to them, to the 16s, 17s, 15s, 20s, they might appreciate just a new brand in general. Right. And to them, ECW could be new. And then they could go down the rabbit hole of the old ECW and be like, oh, okay, if they do this right, this kind of pays homage, and this is kind of what like my dad had. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all.
And one of the things I like about what Triple H is that he really loves and appreciates the history of just wrestling in general. And it seems like he keeps on finding ways to make sure people don't forget about the history of wrestling. So I think that there might be something there. I'm kind of hopeful.
Listen, if it's more wrestling, I mean, it's good overall for the business. I mean, it's going to suck because we're going to have more to watch, but with not a lot of time in a day.
I can cut 2 hours out. I'm familiar with.
But... Oh yeah. Dynamite.
Ron Killings posted on Twitter. What's Shout up? Out to my dog at True Kofi for winning the WCW championship. Did y'all steal the keys to that prohibited entrance? It's a picture of Swerve. Fucking amazing.
Yo, that is the tweet of the century.
Matt Squires put that up. I had to bring that to the show. That's fucking insane.
Squires. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, he's still around. Matty's still kicking it. Holy shit.
Kicking it.
Well, thanks for joining us and whatever, and join the Patreon. Little as a dollar. I think we might be doing that Patreon get together this weekend. We still got to do it for April, so we'll talk about that amongst ourselves, though. And thanks for listening. And now it's time for us to. Anything else? No. Great.
I mean,
I showed Taskmaster my Taskmaster tattoo over the weekend.
We buried the lead this entire show.
And he said, "Nice tattoo, Dick."
He didn't call me Dick.
Would you ever get an Evad tattoo?
I don't know.
You should get an Evad tattoo.
Well, you got a lot of ideas. You got any ink?
No idea.
Oof, boy. Needle.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. Your executive producers are Manny Kratzo and main event Mike Peterson. Our producers are Danny Russoniello, Kate Hensler, Matt Garifo, High Five, Tom, Ryan Schlong, Brendan Haney, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, William Mercier Jr., Michael Hammond, David Henry Bauer III, and Keith Parker. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Good.